cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Watch the media call President Trump a liar or question everything he says and everything he does when it's the known liars, the known discredited groups that are the ones doing the questioning.
Charlie Wirtzel, who's the person, the reporter who actually did the story, confesses in his write-up about why he did it that he actually didn't get much out of the article. The interview the guy several times, he didn't connect any dots, and sometimes and he didn't tell the story, right? He still did it anyway. And this focus on the appearance, on where he's shopping, it did feel almost like it should be in the fashion section of the paper. And maybe you can explain to me why that needs to be even done.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's okay to kill stories. Even when you send someone to a few states away and you come back and you say, I didn't get it, and you kill the story.
Yeah.
Look, if this had happened in a vacuum, people would say, well, the New York Times took a swing and a miss, and they missed. And okay, so what? This is part of a very larger story. For the last 12 months, the D.C. press, led by the New York Times, has been obsessed with humanizing, celebrating, normalizing Trump voters, and they've gotten so far to the right, now they're trying to normalize Nazis.
Give us a question.
Don't be...
Can you stay categorical?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
When he gets told about a Harvard study showing millions of illegals voted, he goes and looks into it and finds out it's true. I mean, that's what Trump does. You notice he'll be on the campaign trail. People are handing him stuff, or he'll start writing things down. Just talking to an old black lady or old white guy or a young woman. You see Trump writing things down. He's obsessed with what people tell him at his hotels and his condos. Trump routinely would just walk around for hours and just write down what people think and what they say and then blow up at people about, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't respond fast enough when their water heater was out. I was reading a story years ago, and I was first looking into Trump about Trump when he had a new hotel opening. He went through every hotel room in the building because he'd paid for white and black marble. And sure enough, he had a feeling that they might. And on a few of the smaller rooms and side areas, they had cheap green, quote, Chinese, is what the quote was, marble. And he blew up. And he said, that's not the armoires I paid for, and that's not the marble I paid for. And he goes, my customers are going to get the white marble. And the point is that he's the type of OCD when it comes to details that we need. And the fact that he's listening to the people isn't some negative thing. He wants to actually hear what you're saying and what's going on with you. So it's not like something special that I've told Trump stuff. He's gone and looked into it. And then when he found out it was true, responded. Because he does that on the campaign trail. You'll see him talking to somebody. He'll go, pulls out a yellow pad with a marker and starts writing on it. And he'll just have pockets full of it. He gets on his jet and then just pulls them out and starts looking at it. And then talks to an aide, has them go look it up for him. And bring it back to him. It's not just people bringing the president news clippings. He says, I want this looked into. I want that looked into. I want this looked into. I want that looked into. Until 2 a.m. most nights, he's in there checking stuff. Now, when we kick off the main broadcast here in just a few minutes, boy, there is a lot to get into, obviously, and so many video clips to break down as well. But the mainstream media is back their usual tricks with their fake news attacking InfoWars. This has been running a whole bunch of newspapers today. Alex Jones suggests the Vegas mass shooting was fake. No, I didn't. I said it was real, but the official story is as phony as a $3 bill. These people are really getting desperate, and it's amazing to watch these con artists flounder. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh my God. Lock the door.
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me!
Oh,
listen!
Back out of his
help
skull.
Me! You're next, please! Please! You're next! We're in danger! Please, listen to me! Something terrible! Please! You're next! Here they are! They're already here! Come! You're next! They're coming! They're coming!
Mr. Dunson.
Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows.
Elizabeth, wake up! That's you when you sleep! Sit up!
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Trump, free all the homies.
It looked right at me.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And Paul Joseph Watson is also going to be hosting the fourth hour. Former board member and one of the founding members of the Davos Group, Ted Malik, is going to be joining us to talk about the accelerated collapse of the corporate world government and the fact that the neoliberal world government system is an authoritarian monster that is now in full retreat. Despite all the PR pieces they put out, they've got a new push going with the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the LA Times, Atlantic Monthly, all the usual suspects operating, of course, along with Keith Oberman and others, announcing victory, that Trump is a Russian agent, that America's recovery is a Russian plot, that taking care of our veterans is a Russian operation, and that Flynn is turning against Trump, and that Trump is going to be out of office very, very soon. This is their big push with Robert Mueller up to his eyeballs in real Russian collusion, as well as communist Chinese, you name it. All of that coming out, but despite that, they are doubling down. There's all these articles in the New York Times, you name it. Trump and Russia seem to find common foe, the American press. It's not American press. It's globalist press that hates Christians, hates conservatives, hates gun owners, hates America, hates our veterans, hates free market. They're monopoly men. I got a stack of articles today with CNN and MSNBC pundits bad-mouthing flyover America, saying rural communities are terrorist, rural communities are bad, that Republicans have got to be locked up once they take control of the government again. Because they know there's an awakening to them. They know their slow stranglehold that they had around our throat has been loosened as we attempt to struggle free. And so they're now in a panic mode to force us back into submission, but that's not working either. So this outside globalist force that destroys nation states has also seen Russia struggle free. So the only truth in Russian collusion is that as nation states, we're trying to escape the same hydra, the same spider, the same snake. Odds are Russia owns Trump. Michael Goldberg says, well, if Michael Goldberg in the Mexican kingpin-owned New York Times says so, and Iraq has WMDs, right? And uranium yellow cake, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a 97% chance that Hillary was going to win, too, the New York Times. Odds are Russia owns Trump, owns him. Never built any buildings in Russia. Did have a beauty pageant there. He owns them. So let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. Former IC watchdog Hillary Clinton was reckless and compromised national security, threatened to fire me if I reported concerns about her and personal blowback to my family. So the dam is breaking. We're going to cover this when we come back from break. This is a big deal, and the dam is breaking. So that's coming up in the next segment. Also, a very powerful video is on NewsWars.com. And the reason Macron, who's been somewhat of a globalist, is having to sound like a nationalist is that's sweeping Europe. Merkel's losing power. They're all losing power. Started in Eastern Europe and the Brexit in the UK. Now it's sweeping Europe with nationalism and self-determination and common sense and survival mechanisms, survival instincts kicking back in. Macron is out in a crowd in Paris and a woman comes over complaining that more people can't come into the country when France has been completely flooded with millions and millions of refugees just in the last few years. And he says, go back to Morocco. And he says, you're not facing danger. Don't say you are. No one's hurting you in Morocco. And it's just made up bull. So we're going to get to that. And of course, I mentioned this article earlier. There's video. MSNBC host declares rural voters core threat to our democracy. A core threat. So voters are a threat to democracy. Voting is a threat to voting. So that's the type of garbage that they're spewing. So that's going to be coming up as well. Plus, at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to premiere a shocking special report that is truly disgusting. And I'm not going to break it until then. It deals with Disney. We all know about Disney and how they hired people to be directors for children's movies who were convicted child rapists. We all know about Harvey Weinstein being involved with Disney and the hiring of that rapist. We all know about their history of sexualizing children and putting sexual messages and images in their films. But we have shocking public evidence of sexualization of children and their agenda that we will show you here coming up at the bottom of the next hour. So that's coming up as well. The new public enemy number one, besides Trump and myself, is now Sean Hannity. They're moving to get him kicked off air. We're going to break that down, big New York Times piece. Also, Facebook rolls out AI to detect suicidal posts before they're reported. Now, we're in the middle of a special 34-hour broadcast. I'm here every day, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, and the War Room comes up with Owen Schroer. Before that, you got the David Knight Show with David Knight, where you get tomorrow's news today. And I want to thank you all for your support in making the broadcast possible. The biggest thing you can do to reach new people is to take the live feeds from Infowars.com/show or on Facebook or on YouTube or on Twitter and share those on your Facebook, share those on your Twitter. And I mean, that's a serious act of rebellion against the globalists because they block us with AI systems, but they can't stop you hand sharing the articles. They can't stop you sending them out on your email or showing people at work during lunch or after work. That's how we win this information war. They're trying to smother this awakening. It's failing, but it's still a serious fight. So please share the live links to the show and tell folks about local stations.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off.
50% off. Take action today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ruthless globalists have used the American engine of free market and our military power to take over the planet. Now, their final target is our republic.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Now, if we simply stop trusting the establishment, get back to tried and true classic Americana systems of liberty and justice and transparency, and stop putting up with SJW brainwashing, we can get our country back and have a future. But if we don't, if we continue to be victims of this system and follow the poison being put out by the mainstream media, we have absolutely no future. Let me get into this big news right now. And then after I play the report, I'm going to get into more details of it here with the actual transcript and article that I've got right here. This is a report from Fox News. It's dead on accurate. You've got whistleblowers. You've got informants. You've got FBI agents. You've got counterterrorism experts that have all been gagged from being able to testify to Congress or be able to talk to the media about Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One deal and how there was a criminal investigation by the FBI that was killed by Mueller and then subsequently by Comey. Intel watchdog says Clinton campaign planned to fire him over email probe, new Conyers accusers, and more. So we're going to be getting to all that. Charles McCullough, the former internal watchdog for the U.S. intelligence community, investigated the Clinton top secret emails. And when he went to Clapper a year before the presidential election, Clapper and the Clinton campaign ordered them to basically stand down and to not do anything, and then threatened him and threatened his family. How incredible is this information? This is such a big, big deal. So here is an excerpt of this really important report.
An Obama appointee in the federal government says he was marginalized and even threatened by his superior simply because he tried to raise the alarm about classified information that resided on Hillary Clinton's private email server. Our Catherine Herridge has that exclusive tonight.
It was personal blowback to me, to my family, to my office.
Few people know more about the Clinton emails and the fallout than Charles McCullough, the former internal watchdog for the U.S. intelligence community.
What should the American public know about those 22 top secret Clinton emails?
I've heard people say this is overblown. I've heard people say this is much ado about nothing. Had the information been released, there would have been harm to national security.
So putting lives at risk.
Absolutely. Sources and methods. Lives, operations.
Speaking exclusively to Fox, McCullough says he went to Director of National Intelligence James Clapper about a year before the presidential election. The intelligence agencies had just found their classified information in the Clinton emails.
He read through these affidavits very thoroughly, and he said this is extremely reckless. And he mentioned something about the campaign would have will have heartburn about that or something.
Shortly after, McCullough says his team was marginalized.
You felt you were on your own in this.
I was totally on my own, and I was told by senior officials to keep the director out of it.
You drafted this letter in January 2016.
Sure did.
In the letter, McCullough told Congress that emails beyond top secret passed through the former Secretary of State's unsecured personal server.
All of a sudden, I became a shill of the right. I was told by members of Congress, be careful, you're losing your credibility. There are people out to get you.
By February 2016, Clinton campaign emails released by a WikiLeaks suggest McCullough was a target.
I think there was certainly a coordinated strategy that I... In fact, I not only think it, I think it very, very much so.
Based on evidence?
Yes.
Even though the FBI email investigation was far from complete, the Clinton campaign nailed down its talking points.
Was there an effort to deliberately mislead the public about the classified emails?
Absolutely. There was an effort certainly on the part of the campaign to mislead people into thinking that there was nothing to see here. But frankly, the thing that disappointed me the most was the president saying
there's classified and then there's classified.
A lot of people in the intel community spend a lot of time keeping secrets secret. And to sort of inject that sense of confusion into people, I don't think was altogether responsible.
As Election Day approached, McCullough says the threats went further, singling him out and another senior government email investigator.
You were given a warning?
It was told that we would be the first two to be fired with her administration. That was definitely going to happen.
Is that how it's supposed to be?
No, I was, in this context, a whistleblower. I was explaining to Congress, I was doing exactly what they had expected me to do, and all of a sudden, I was the enemy.
More than 2,100 classified emails passed through Clinton's personal server, and to this day, no one is accountable.
If you had done this, what would have happened to you?
I'd be sitting in Leavenworth right now.
Fox News asked a spokesman for the Clinton campaign, the office of a senior Senate Democrat, as well as the former director of national intelligence for comment, but there was no immediate response. McCullough recently retired after 26 years of government service. He told Fox News Today that he is grateful now to tell his story, Tucker.
Wow, so good job to Tucker Carlson and Fox News, because on its face, what Hillary did was completely illegal. It was a drop box. She knew a bunch of countries had penetrated it. She'd put classified stuff in there they wanted. Then they would give money to her foundation, billions of dollars, to sell the country out on a mechanized, organized crime level. And that's why Mueller's so desperate. It's why there's no making a compromise with these people. They're going to remove Trump. Mueller's going to make stuff up. They're going to threaten enough witnesses till somebody makes something up. They're not going to stop because their backs are against the wall. They have committed incredible crimes selling this country out. And along comes a president that actually wants to empower the country, and they don't know what to do. Along comes somebody that's gotten instant results in the economy and in so many other areas, and they're panicking because they know soon, if he's not gone and if he gets more of his agenda through, the public is going to realize that they've been hoodwinked, even those that were asleep, and they are desperate right now to remove Trump and to remove the Republican members of the Freedom Caucus that have gotten into office so that they can, again, have federalized elections, which they've put on the books. All 50 attorney generals, including Democrats, have written letters to Obama before he left and then to Congress and then to Trump saying, please change this Obama executive order, federalizing the elections in the future, putting Homeland Security over the computers. We caught Hillary trying to steal 6 states. She did steal 5 states, and they want to come in, overturn the election, overturn the other elections, federalize it under global control, and the Democrats will be a permanent party. That's why Oberman's talking about how they're going to overturn the whole election. That's why they've got MSNBC hosts saying, once we get rid of Trump, we're going to overturn these elections and we're going to arrest all the libertarian and conservative leaders. We're going to put them in prison camps. That was on MSNBC 2 days ago. They mean business. We're facing a total committed criminal move. It's us or them. No holds barred. No quarter. Absolute war.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, at the bottom of the next hour, 1 hour from now, we're going to expose shocking behavior by Disney Corporation targeting infants for sexualization and targeting toddlers for gender confusion, and trying to train toddlers from the time they can first hear someone read to them how to be rebellious and how to break things and how to be bad. We always knew that Dr. Spock's books got pushed telling parents not to raise their children so the state could raise them. We always knew that was part of the plan that later came out, but man, these people are just so seditious, and they want to turn your child into a desperate SJW that's all alone.
that has the fact that they're antisocial exploited. They want to make them antisocial, chip on their shoulder, losers. And I'll be honest with you, the magnitude of the corruption is really starting to get to me, because the more I study it, the more I see it, and the more they come out in the open, it's like, good Lord, no wonder they don't want to coexist with us. Because they're just completely evil, and I don't want to coexist with them. They're not going to let us coexist. They want to conquer us. They want to conquer everyone. I mean, look at this article. Girl Guiding UK allows transgender guides to share showers, tents with girls. And so it is adult men that identify as girls. When your girls are basically in the Girl Scouts, the UK equivalent, naked man who identifies as a woman takes a shower with your daughters. Remember Cuomo of CNN this year? It was pointed out that they now want in the Girl Scouts of America to have adult men shower with the girls that identify as women. And Cuomo said, if your parents have taught you that it's wrong if you're a 12-year-old girl to see a man's genitals in a shower, that's bigoted, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's a tweet. And when you pull back from this and you realize it, see, now they can say, oh, I identify as a child. Or maybe your child identifies as an adult, so they can have sex with an adult. That's where this all goes. There it is. CNN's Chris Cuomo wants tolerance of naked men in women's restrooms. Because a parent complained and said, you know, naked men in the showers. And he said, I wonder if she's the problem or overprotective and intolerant dad. Teach tolerance. So if at the local pool, a man goes into the showers, the police are called, he gets arrested. If he's in there, you know, on purpose. I think we've all been in a hurry or whatever and walked into the wrong restroom. I've seen a woman do it on me. I've walked into women's restrooms, I think, a couple times. You know, you're at the movie, you're running back, you kind of just run, and you go, oops, no urinals in here, kind of pull back. But if you're going in there to the women's showers, taking your clothes off, you know, trying to get in there, and you identify as a woman, and then I'm hateful because I don't want my daughters to be freaked out by that. I mean, my daughters don't walk in when I'm taking a shower. I don't walk in when they're taking a shower. After they're like the age of, what, 3 or 4? Hey, bathroom's private, and you don't come in the bathroom when I'm in here. Sometimes they'll pop their head in. Dad, can I go to my friend's house? I'm like, this is one of my pet peeves. I'm like, even though they're not in the shower, they're in the bathroom sticking their head in. I'm like, get out of the bathroom. I've asked my wife. We got multiple bathrooms. If I'm in the bathroom, go to another bathroom, vice versa. The whole point is, it's about rubbing it in your face where you have no privacy. It's what the police state's about. It's what the surveillance is about. It's what the iPhone's watching you and the droids watching you. All of it is about this. And if they can get away with putting men in girls' bathrooms, the sky's the limit. And this is going to tie into what's coming up next hour. Girl Guiding UK, this is Breitbart, allows transgender guides to share showers, tents with girls. Male guides who identify as female will be allowed to shower with girls during campaign trips. Girl Guiding UK Literature has revealed. That's like the Girl Scouts over there. Official guidance distribution by the organization, which applies to girl guides between the ages of 5 and 25, tells guide leaders, that's adults, camp leaders, to let transgender members share changing rooms, toilets, tents, and cabins with girls while away on excursions. Yes. Really, I mean, in the Girl Scouts, you don't even have the camp leader that's an adult sleeping with you. I mean, in the same area. The move came as a 107-year-old organization updated advice regarding male guides who identify as female demographic. It was revealed in January is now being admitted to the girls-only organization. And get ready for this. Full-grown men will shower with your daughters. And they're going to do it, and you're going to take it. You notice from Australia to Germany to the UK, it's a unified program. And the Russians have national TV shows exposing this, showing government documents that we cover where they're meaning to break up the family. That's why they hate the Russians. The Russians have said no. Not because they're perfect. They're just not completely turned over to destroying the natural order of the universe. The new best practices program adopted by primary schools will inject LGBT lifestyle into every part of life. Members are entitled to use the facilities of the gender that they self-identify as, adds the organization, which confirmed they asked the mail on Sunday. This includes showers, toilets, and changing rooms. Full-grown men will now shower with your 5 and 6 year old daughters. By the way, everybody knows from Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or camp that you have camp showers for the adults, men and women, but it's separate. And then you don't have the camp counselors, female with female or male with male. You don't have adults showering with your children. Camps don't do that because that would be seen as leading towards pedophilia and letting predators have access. But they're going to get over that bridge, you see, by saying, oh, well, they're adults, but they identify a man as a woman or a woman as a man, and they're going to take the shower with your children, and they're going to have access because they're a special group. Hell, they might identify as a child that day. Earlier this year, Girl Guiding Chief Executive Julie Bentley stated that the move to allow male children to join as guides follows rules set in the Equality Act 2010, which makes clear organizations proving single-gender services should treat people according to their acquired gender. So they're going to put boys in the girls, and then they're going to put adult men in there as the leaders. This is crazy. This is how the pedophiles get into your life. This is how they take over. Now, I'm going to come back with Keith Olbermann claiming he's quitting because he's had victory over Trump, all part of the new hoax. And we've got so much more. We've got Macron confronting a Islamic invader. She's bitching and complaining. He says, what's your problem? It's not that he's a good guy. He understands the world is awake to what's happening. He has to pose as a patriot or he's going to get removed from office like Merkel is about to be. So the worm is turning. We are winning. Olbermann and the globalists are losing. Briefly. We have Cyber Monday. It was a big success. Thank you. That helps us fund our operation and overcome some serious obstacles and attacks and hopefully expand. A lot's happening here, but we are the tip of the spear, so we have a duty to expand and become more effective against the New World Order. So thank you for buying high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And if you'd like to take advantage of the sales that I'm extending for 2 more days, and then that's it, Cyber Monday will extend until Wednesday night at midnight. We have free shipping on store-wide and then 50% off on all of our bestsellers, including our latest, already a bestseller, The Real Red Pill. Find out what a game changer this baby is at InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you all for your support. It's a real, real victory over the globalists. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, The Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture.
The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks.
Just like the one.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. That's Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, which means snow.
Where the tree tops.
One of my daughters has only seen snow once, and she wants to go to Colorado or somewhere this year for Christmas so that she can see it. But see, that's racist. In fact, BuzzFeed has even said milk is racist because it's white. Soros has come out and said that if we don't keep Obama's net neutrality, that was really an internet takeover, that we're racist. That story's up on DrudgeReport.com. And all over the country, campuses have agreed to ban dreaming of a white Christmas on grounds of racism. So let's hear some of this hate. Oh, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's President Trump's new Christmas White House video. If you're a radio listener, it shows the First Lady decorating the Christmas trees that have a snow and white light motif. This will undoubtedly be called racist because it's white. Also Martian because it's also green. So it's a little bit of a wink to the Martians. Because if snow means you're pro-white people and white trees mean you're a code word for KKK, garb, then the green, again, is a worship of Martians. There you go. In fact, the main tree is mainly green. That is a surrender message to the Martians, who are reportedly green. Oh, and they even have a nativity scene. Wow. This just gets worse and worse. And Europe and San Francisco and other areas have banned fireplaces that burn wood. They even showed an illegal fire. Oh, and the White House, what color is it? It's white. Just one last racist affront. And if you're a radio listener, I am narrating it. A lot of folks on YouTube and Facebook go, why does Jones talk over videos? Well, if there's no words and it's only images, then for the radio audience, I have to describe what the video is. We're mainly a radio show. Terrestrial radio is our main audience. The globalists are trying to censor us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. They're admittedly curtailing it some, but it's a Streisand effect. As they try to hold the beach ball under, it gets harder and harder. When it finally gets let loose from the deep end, it shoots out of the water high into the sky. As long as you don't give in. As long as you don't let them break your will. As long as you don't let them wear you down. As long as you love the fight and have that spirit of victory. This is a long-term 12-round boxing match. Or even better, it's more like a wrestling match. And so we have the president coming out and saying, we're going to say Merry Christmas again. People say, oh, there's no war on Christmas. While all over the country, I see articles where kids are told, don't bring Christmas cards. It's religious. Well, you can be a Muslim, a Christian, an atheist, a Wiccan, whatever your religion is. You can talk to your friends in 5th grade or 10th grade or 12th grade about that. You can hand out Christmas cards during lunch. You just can't do it in inappropriate times. You have that free speech. But they're trying to teach our students, we're going to put naked men in the showers with you at many public schools run by the Democrats and claim that they can come shower with you or you're a bigot. Oh, but if a man asks a woman out, that's rape. Again, they're smoke screening, watering it all down, normal sexual activity, as they move forward to sexualize children, as they move forward to overturn all of our conventions, all of our classical cultural systems. Everything traditional is under attack because it's an organized takeover, and they know it's an organized takeover. And they know that you're awake to it. They're like boa constrictors or vines that wrap around your arms, your legs, and finally your neck. And then as soon as they've got you where they want you, they start squeezing the life out of you. They want you poor. They want you depressed. They want you under their control. And the WikiLeaks and all the other documents from Facebook show it. But first the vines caress you and go, just let me wrap around your arm. I want to be warm. And let me wrap around your leg. Don't pull me loose. If you cut me loose, you're being evil. You're being racist. Just use the words I want you to use. Do what I say. You know, let me run your society. Pay for my sex change. Let me have the affirmative action. Let me, and it's all these things supposedly for protected groups, but those aren't protected groups. Those are groups being manipulated into the globalist system to make them more domesticated, more controlled, more under bondage, more under their system. And it's not my opinion about this predatory system. They've written books and white papers and articles and constant amounts of leaks, but now they're on the news saying, rural areas are criminal and they shouldn't be allowed to vote. And we need to arrest all the Republicans and we need to, they're showing you who they are. They're a bunch of losers, social engineers who want to run people's lives. And to think about just 5 years ago, they said white Christmas is racist. And then now it's banned on most colleges. They just do it. Bing Crosby. White Christmas. It's talking about snow. They're not playing games, ladies and gentlemen. They tell you, oh, your town can't have a nativity scene. Then they infiltrate your church to the seminary and take it over and get rid of the crosses. They're doing it all. They're conquering the culture. And they say they've got your kids, and now they're sexualizing them, and now they're launching their final revolution. Of being able to literally not just brainwash and chemicalize and deadly vaccine and GMO and fluoridate your children, but now have sex with them and confuse them and tell them, be rebellious, be bad, be a boy if you're a girl, be a girl if you're a boy. That's coming up, this new Disney production we're going to show you. And they're just in there absolutely trying to turn you into a desperate, alone basket case who has no family. So as the world population reduction rolls in, as the depopulation begins, you're a basket case, gibbering idiot, mental patient. and no one's there to stand up for you, and no one's there to be your friend, and you're all alone, and they can suck your soul. And from Australia to Canada to France to Germany to the UK, they're taking down the American flags. They're taking down the German flags off government buildings, saying they're hurtful, and they're banning nativity scenes in people's front yards, saying now that's hurtful. And you're like, I don't want to be hurtful. Let me give over my entire culture, my entire life to you. And you're not giving it to the Muslims. You're not giving it to the minorities. They're just pawns. You're giving it to the corporate globalist Borg that's taking over the world, and we even have their battle plans. So shame on us if we don't do something about it. Now, I want to commend the listeners and the supporters of this broadcast, because you've been swimming upstream. Your will, your prayers, your support has been defeating them across the board. And so I want to invite all of you today to take advantage of the giant sales, 50% off on all our best-selling products and free shipping that I'm extending for two more days with Cyber Monday. But listen, I've got to stop BrainForce Plus because we got a limited shipment. It's going to be sold out till the end of the year. I've got to stop the colloidal silver. It's getting low. I've got to stop a bunch of the other products like Prostaguard's about to sell out, and Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, and ProPure is even getting low, 25% off, and colloidal silver 67% off. So check it all out today, because some of these will end before Wednesday because we're about to sell out. High quality products you need, and then fund an embattled winning organization under globalist attack, 110% committed. When you financially support us, it is a total win-win. You get real products that you need that are high quality, and you support the broadcast. And it's non-stimulant. BrainForce is a very safe, healthy, wonderful system, but it's got some stimulant in it, the green tea and the aromate to help supercharge it. Red pill, the real red pill, doesn't. It's got the preglinone that is the building block of all the hormones in your body that most people are deficient in, that you quit producing after age 20. You quit producing up to 60% of it. So it's got that to supercharge with the amino acids and everything. But it's not like BrainForce, you take it and feel it in 30 minutes. Red pill, you take for about a week, and then you start to feel it. That's what people have reported. It's amazing. This preglinone in the type we have with the amino acids and everything else is a total game changer. So InfoWarsLife.com to get your red pill, the real red pill, out of the gates, 50% off, because I know you're going to love it so much. I want the great patriots that always support us up front to get the best deal, but that's only going to go, again, for a few days, InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go out with our politically incorrect president daring to say Merry Christmas. Here it is.
Year. You know, we're getting near that beautiful Christmas season that people don't talk about anymore. They don't use the word Christmas because it's not politically correct. You go to department stores and they'll say Happy New Year, and they'll say other things, and it'll be red. They'll have it painted, but they don't say, well, guess what? We're saying Merry Christmas again.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients
ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Just think about it.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's in all the WikiLeaks. It's in all the Facebook documents. It's all around you, though. You can see what they're doing. They create dependent, dumbed-down people. They make them rebellious. They make them hateful. They then give them a vicious operating system to go out and attack their fellow humans. And then as society breaks down, the globalists organize these crises to consolidate control. And imagine banning people handing out Christmas cards at school. Churches removing the crosses, telling people that the words mother and father are hurtful, allowing adults to shower with the Girl Scouts over in the UK. It's called girl guiding. They're going to guide them all right. This is the total and complete takeover, and they mean business, and they're focused, and it's all meant to sabotage families and break down the family unit. Politically correct fascism. Catholic school forced to ban words mother and father. Print that for me, please. This is happening all over the world, and it's run by the Tavistock Institute of MI6 in London, England, whose admitted plan is to end the family as we know it. The family's being hunted. Our normal biological activity is being destroyed. This isn't tolerance. This is a political, genetic, corporate, religious overwrite of our mammal activity. They want to target fire ants that arrived here from Brazil in the late 1940s, an invasive species. They target them with hormone sprays and other things that turn off their sexual functions. You want to target other insects, it's what they do. We're being targeted like insects by the globalists through the food, through the water, and they admit in books like Ecoscience, written by the former White House science czar, John P. Holdren, to be carrying this out. So it isn't our opinion. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to break shocking information that is hidden in plain view. And I'm not gonna get to it at this point, ladies and gentlemen. But I've got it right here in my hand. And it just shows you, and this is just the beginning. This is just the opening salvo in all of this. And it's only going to get more intense until we wake up and until we say no. Now, coming up, when we start the next segment, I'm going to play what I call the police state intro. We've had it for about 4 years. And it deals with how the globalists are bringing in this control grid and how we're in a battle for our country. And I want to play it because we haven't played it in a while, because it illustrates exactly what we're facing as a culture and as a civilization. But this is scientific. It's absolutely focused. It knows full well what it's doing. And there's no debating what I'm saying. This is an admitted plan. This is an admitted operation. This is social engineering to screw you up, to suck you dry, to make you alone, and then finally kill you. You won't even have a grave. You'll just be burned and your ashes shot into the atmosphere. Or you'll be reclamated and used for fertilizer. That's the globalist plan. And first, they got to teach you to hate yourself. They got to make life as ugly as possible. They got to make things as hard as possible. They've got to dumb you down as much as they can. And it's all been declassified. The ugly art, the CIA, everything. I haven't gotten to it yet, but after we air this intro, we're going to get into Keith Olbermann and this whole new hype that Trump's about to fall. The whole Russia narrative's true. This is another big giant hoax they're pushing in an attempt to steal reality from us yet again. But it's destined to fail if we take action. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
The guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their mind. Yeah, to the stop to fall. It's the world in which they have to live. And all the hate that's in their heart.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart. 1776.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now well into the second hour today. Paul Watson's going to be joining me coming up in the fourth hour. We'll continue on with Owen Schroyer in the War Room for 3 hours after that. This is a radio show / TV program syndicated across the country, free to air to radio and TV stations across the country. Infowars.com/show for any of you that can't find a local affiliate. But it's critical to support our local stations as well. It is such an amazing treasure. The different UHF and VHF cable systems, FM stations and AM stations that pick up the broadcast. We really are changing the world together, but we are under attack. Now, I want to get to this Keith Olbermann piece because it's all part of the latest PR rollout by every major establishment publication out there. Here's the New York Times. Odds are Russia owns Trump. Wow, odds are, that was the New York Times, did have Hillary at 98% chance of winning. But then election week, they dropped it down to 97. So odds are the New York Times is owned by a very corrupt Mexican kingpin who made billions of dollars off of the Obama phone program that he got the money from. Well, that's not odds are. That's a fact. Odds are the New York Times has been caught lying to people so much that it's one of the top fiction publications in the world. Odds are, the facts are, we now have a senior whistleblower that's gone public, Charles McCullough, the former internal watchdog for the U.S. Internal Intelligence Community, investigated the Clintons' top secret emails. And when he went to Clapper a year before the presidential election, he was told, we'll go after you, we'll go after your family, and when Hillary's elected, you're going to be fired. And it was about her illegal server and the foreign powers and all of it. And, of course, we know Uranium One. There was an order by Mueller to kill that investigation. Now, those emails were posted last week on the FBI's website with no fanfare, with Mueller ordering everyone not to investigate it, to stop investigating it, and that he would personally take control of it, and he did, and then he killed it. This is a guy on the tarmac giving the Russians weapons-grade uranium. He's like a James Bond villain. Of course he's saying Trump's the Russian agent. It's a classic deal where you catch the agent, and they go, no! He's the agent, or she's the agent. This is ridiculous. They're the globalists. They're the ones about selling the country out. They're the ones that have the history of feeding on the country. This is the guy that protected the Clintons, for heaven's sakes. He's a monster. So now, Fox News, blowback, Clinton campaign, plan to fire me over email probe, Obama Intel watchdog says, who was nonpartisan. It even threatened his family. He came to the inspector general with the information. It goes on and on. And this is the latest of whistleblowers coming out and informants and FBI agents. And that's why they're panicking, because they know the people like Mr. Bongino of the Secret Service are about to expose the pedophilia of the Clintons and the Lolita Express and all the rest of it. That's why they're in crisis. So in comes Keith Olbermann to say he's approaching 400 million views. I went and looked at the YouTube. His average video has 200,000 views. He's done 140-something of them. You do the math of that. It's nowhere near that. And then he says he's quitting because Trump is about to go to jail. Nothing can stop it. And that's the same thing they're all pushing today, is it's over. Mueller's going to get him. Mueller will stop those pesky voters. Mueller, he's our man. If he can't overthrow the election, nobody can. And the left's just salivating for authoritarianism. Watch what you ask for, because if you go down that road, historically, all of you desperate, alone, wannabe establishment types are going to find out that it kicks as hard as it shoots. But here's Olbermann saying Trump broke him, he's giving up, nobody's watching him, he's a total caricature, he calls himself the resistance. Gee, where'd you get that, plagiarist? Here it is.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. I am confident now, even more so than I have been throughout the last year, that this nightmare presidency of Donald John Trump will end prematurely and end soon, and I am thus also confident that this is the correct moment to end this series of commentaries. But frankly, I have not enjoyed one minute of it. As I'm certain it has also been for you, for me, it has been unadulterated pain and revulsion and horror. The process has become nearly 24/7, and I've said so much that I can and have recycled old commentaries from months ago, and they have been fully applicable to breaking news. We've come full circle to such a complete degree that on Sunday, Trump tweeted a complaint about, quote, Russia, 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 the title of the 46th episode of The Resistance from last March 14th was, quote, Russia, Russia, Russia. I've made my point. So now that I think the outcomes, the seven different inevitable outcomes, are unavoidable, I'd like to go back and enjoy some of my life again, and I'm going to. No illness, no scandal, no firing, just I've said what I've had to say. It was as obvious as I made it seem. I give my work everything I can, so it's not like I can dial it back. And I think even this dim-witted world of American political TV reporting, which is still calculating how to get Trump's idiot supporters to watch their networks and still waiting for Trump to pivot, even it can carry this the rest of the way. So I am retiring from political commentary in all media venues. This is not to say a bed of roses and reconciliation awaits us. The post-Trump America will be relieved of his prodigious evil, but in its place it will have Trump as living martyr. That prodigious evil and rank hypocrisy.
All right, fade down this person. The only thing he said that was true there is that if they were to take out Trump, geopolitically, that's even better for us. You'll never stop us then.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live, broadcasting worldwide. Now, I don't always cover whatever the big national story is, but when it's informative, when it's educational, when it shows how they manipulate, when it shows how they control, then I do get into it. And the last day, it's really blown up when President Trump had some of the amazing Navajo codebreakers, amazing because they're still alive since World War II, and their code really is a one of a kind, and they're patriots and you know, just neat folks. He makes the joke about, hey, you've been here a lot longer than the rest of us, except maybe Pocahontas, making a joke at Warren, who Native American groups have gone and researched. She lied. She's not Cherokee. She's not Comanche. She's not any of those groups. And she just lied to be politically correct, kind of like this race reassignment we've seen where white women claim they're really black women and start putting blackface on. It's beyond cultural appropriation. It is identity theft. So Trump's making a joke with these old guys. These guys were in World War II. Don't think they didn't hear a joke? Don't think they don't get a joke? Don't think old men don't like jokes like that? Trump's 70 years old. These guys are like 20 years older than him. And Pocahontas is a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Elizabeth Warren's a lying dirtbag. And so even Bill Maher knows where all this is going and made fun of her last night as well. To sit there and call it a racial slur now, to take any word you don't like or any argument somebody has, a nickname about how she lied about being Native American, he put that nickname on her because it fits. Crooked Hillary's crooked. Slimy Bill's slimy. We created the whole deal. Bill Clinton's a rapist. You popularize it as an audience. That's what he's known as, because he is. Nicknames don't stick unless they fit. I've got 99 percentile size head. The crew calls me pumpkin head behind my back. It's my own nickname. I don't mind it. I have a pumpkin head. I am Pumpkinhead. She is Pocahontas. Trump is the orange one. He jokes about that behind the scenes. Bill Clinton's the rapist. Hillary is crooked. So, let's first go to what Trump actually said. Trump makes remarks regarding Pocahontas. Here it is.
I want to thank you because you're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. We call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you because you are special. You are special people. You are really incredible people. And I, from the heart, from the absolute heart, we appreciate what you've done, how you've done it, the bravery that you displayed, and the love that you have for your country. Tom, I would say that's as good as it gets.
Look at these guys. They just love it. These are real men. They've been around 90 years. There's a guy honoring them. They're honoring him. They get it's a joke. They start smiling even bigger. He's like, we got the real McCoy here, folks. You got this fraud over here. By the way, I've sent my genetics off. I've never done it. It's not like I just say I'm Native American and then, I mean, I know it's going to come back because I know. Because my dad's dad looked like these guys. He was just 6'4" and had blue eyes. Jerry Jones. And of course, they brought him up teaching him, we're Indians from Florida. We don't say what we are. Because even in the 20s and stuff, when our family, that side of the family came back from Florida, they were sent there. Even when they came back then, you weren't supposed to say you were a Comanche. And it wasn't just one Trail of Tears. It was a bunch of them. But yeah, I mean, I'm actually related to folks with the Trail of Tears. But I don't make that like I'm something special or some big deal. The Native Americans were incredibly barbarous, murdering, you name it, depending on the tribe. And the Comanches were about as bad as it got. But, you know, the whole point is I'm actually proud of that. But it's just, it's sick. But I know when my genetics come back, I'm publishing them. Sent them off about 2 weeks ago. And I paid for the big one, the big detailed one, where they're going to even be able to tell which Native tribes. Because I already know. But it'll be fun to publish that. I'm no Pocahontas, so get ready for that. Now, let's continue. I mean, my dad's even got the handsome Native American nose. I didn't get it. I look just like my mom's dad. But let's put those code breakers back up there one more time. Because the Navajo are little guys on average. You know, the Comanches were the lords of the plain. They were the particularly warlike folks. The only people bigger were Karankawas because they were cannibals. But that's a whole other Texas tribe. Right now, I don't know if I'm related to them yet, but we'll find out. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip here. Elizabeth Warren accuses Trump of using a racial slur. Well, as a Native American, I can tell you it's not. Here it is.
This was supposed to be an event to honor heroes, people who put it all on the line for our country, and people who, because of their incredible work, saved the lives of countless Americans and our allies. It is deeply unfortunate that the President of the United States cannot even make it through a ceremony honoring these heroes without having to throw out a racial slur. Donald Trump does this over and over.
That's all they do is turn everything into a racial slur. No, you are known as Pocahontas because you're not a Native American and you are a liar. And the tribes, I've got a bunch of their clips, have rejected you. You lied about being a Cherokee. By the way, everybody in Oklahoma is a Cherokee because that was seen as the friendly tribe. People don't even know why everybody's a Cherokee. Most of the folks weren't Cherokee. They were Blackfoot or they were all these other groups that were being hunted down and killed because they were known for not giving up. The Cherokee worked with everybody. Not saying they're bad folks. They're great folks. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this next clip. This is Bill Maher. This is pretty fun. Oh, no. Sarah Huckabee Sanders first responding. Here it is.
The event that the president just did with the Navajo code talkers, he referred to Pocahontas being in the Senate. Why did he feel the need to say something that is
by the way, hit pause. I've grown up in Texas and Oklahoma, and I know people that are part Native America because they're all over the place. Most people are. I bet you money, if you test Sarah Huckabee Sanders' blood, I bet she's Native American. Because I know what people look like that are. I bet you she is. Here, let's go back to it.
People while honoring the Navajo code talkers, these genuine American
I think
heroes.
What most people find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
Now, she said it was a racial slur. She said it was a racial slur. What is your response to that?
I think that's a ridiculous response.
Let me just follow up with that, because the president was speaking at an event to honor members of the greatest generation, people who fought in World War II, who are in their 80s and 90s now. And the moment had many people online asking whether the president lacks decency. What's your response to that notion?
Look, I think the president certainly finds an extreme amount of value and respect for these individuals, which is why he brought them and invited them to come to the White House and spent time with them, recognizing them and
exactly.
Honoring them.
They try to
today.
Turn everything bad. So, he's saying, these are real Native Americans. And Senator Warren is a fake. We've got the big news coming up on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. It is huge. Disney is super arrogant, super. They got huevos, folks. They got eggs. They got big eggs. I'll give it to them.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The term fake news has become so synonymous with CNN, the news network wants to ban it. CNN is now pushing an effort to ban the term fake news. An opinion piece argues that the term has become meaningless and lost its power because politicians have hijacked it as a way to undermine the media establishment. The authors decry the fact that a majority of people now believe the mainstream media peddles fabricated stories. Of course, the real reason media elites want to clamp down on the term fake news is because its original intention, to smear and discredit any dissenting opinions, has completely backfired. This was illustrated yet again by President Trump's latest triggering tweet when he suggested that a fake news trophy should be awarded to the network that has been responsible for the most inaccurate reporting. The fake news narrative has actually acted as a boomerang, showing the mainstream media to be the most consistently dishonest entity of all. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're trying to ban Christmas music in shopping malls and the band handing out Christmas cards at most public schools and are banning nativity scenes even in people's front yards now. Why are they doing all this? Because they want to overthrow everything that's beautiful, everything that's good. They want to teach you to accept less. They want to tell Africans you can't have cars or air conditioning, but it's okay because Obama told them. They want you to be poor. They're selling you a culture that exploits your weaknesses and tries to make you completely alone. And that's what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not just demonizing the globalists. They deserve it. They have fully decided to embrace the role of practicing the dark and twisted arts of dehumanization. Dreaming of a White Christmas and Yuletide classics, colorblind racism, says Salon, ban it. Well, don't worry. Colleges across the country have banned Bing Crosby's I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. They know what they're doing. They have a mission. Completely conquering society and culture. Without further ado, let me get to the big news story, because this is a two-pronged issue we're dealing with. When I'm made aware of something like this, and then I do the research into it, it's so upsetting. It's like being run over by a car. And then there's the anger I have of not being able to properly summon the mental capacity to explain to you how evil and twisted and wrong this is. And then you realize they're bragging. It's all by design. And then you realize that we are surrounded by people that have turned themselves over to a spirit of evil, a program. They didn't innately come up with this. They have fallen to it. And then you realize you're not watching Netflix and some show like Stranger Things where it's based in fantasy land. We're living in a real interdimensional war that the establishment knows about. They're reaching out to it. They want power from it. And it's telling them, you're going to get power, but you've got to go around and absolutely destroy civilization and society. And then I'll put you in charge as little gatekeepers over the misery. But in the end, you'll be destroyed as well. And they're so possessed by the spirit, they howl and say, yes, destroy me too. I love it. They're just turned over to evil. In fact, I can't even cover this yet. And I'm not doing this as a cliffhanger with the audience. Everybody knows I get right to the news, right to the big stories, right up front. I can't ever even say coming up, I'm going to get to this. Because I just want to start getting to it right away. But I don't even know how to describe what I'm about to cover. Because it's overt, it's disgusting, it's wicked, it's twisted, it's sickening, but you can see how they dolled it up to look non-threatening, like a big juicy worm on the end of a hook for a fish. And then it just makes me so sad for the operatives that are involved in this to imagine what they're like jacked into that spirit. And to imagine what it's like to be turned over to this. I just don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, here's the problem. Everything's supposed to be about brevity nowadays. But I didn't know all this when I started out 25 years ago. And now exponentially, I learn more every month than I learned the previous year. It's exponential. I know that's happening to you as well. And I'm just like, I just want to get out of here, man. I don't even want to fight these people. Because you spiritually see what they are. You see what they are, and you see how spiritually they're all tangled up in the vines and the snakes, and they're being fed on, and there's snakes coming out of their eyes, their ears, their guts. They are just tortured souls. And then and it's not, you're not even keeping score. You're not even as a dominant man beating the zombie hordes. You're just up against some ancient evil, some intergalactic spirit, some force that is absolutely hell-bent on destroying you. It's a feeling. It's a will. It's a consciousness of death and ugliness and wanting to hurt everything good. I'm just like, how is anyone following this? How is anyone with this? But they don't know. They've been tricked into serving evil, believing it's giving them power. And then I think about how romantic it is. We're on a planet in deep space with the stars and the meteors and the moon and the sun and our children and our husbands and our wives and our parents and our lineage and the oceans and the trees and the birds and the smells and just it's all amazing driving around these cities with big buildings and structures and it's all just consciousness is so amazing. And they tell us there is no consciousness. You're just an animal. Nothing exists. Because they want you to give yourself over and decide that's the case and not jack into the wonderment, not jack into the Renaissance, not jack into the romance of how good God is and how good creation is and how good God is to give us men and women together and in this beautiful thing producing these amazing children that are part of our physical love combining together and how pure it is and to see the system perch like black widow spiders ready to poison kids from day one and just absolutely doing everything they can to make the excruciating pain as long and most horrible as possible. And to see giant, psychically blind armies of people marching forward on their bellies, begging to be possessed by the spirit of the world so that they might have some future and some power. They were showing me some breaking news. Let's put it back on screen, please. North Korea fires ballistic missile, another one. Do we know where they fired it, South Korea's saying? Because Trump says if they fire one at Guam, he's going to attack them. North Korea fired an unidentified ballistic missile from south of their capital. We'll find out what happens with that as it unfolds. Just briefly, I need physical capital to hire people and run this operation and move forward against all the things they've done to us because of you and our interface. Even though they took our sponsors, took our ads online, banned us almost everywhere, still we dominate the news, still the talking points get out, still the truth is having the effect. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility rises, panicking the globalists day by day. So I want to thank you all for your support from me to you directly. That isn't words. I'm brought to tears by how good you are and how wholesome you are and the fact that we can win together. We've got great supplements, great water filters, great air filters, great all the best products that are out there that are good for people, that create life, that create justice, that create passion, that make things better. That's what we promote. And we've got the new product, the Real Red Pill, is pregnenolone, the precursor to all your hormones that is so deficient in our bodies after age 20 with all the amino acids and vitamins and minerals together. But this isn't like an energy pill that hits you in one day. It takes about a week. And then it goes great with Brain Force. That's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And we've got a bunch of other big specials that are about to end. We're extending Cyber Monday specials for two more days. It's free shipping store-wide. Huge specials across the board on all the best-selling items. But it's got to end very soon. A lot of these are selling out. But this Brain Force Plus or the new item that just came in, the Real Red Pill, check them out today. And thank you for thumbing your nose at the globalist. You really are the reason we're here, so I salute you. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's get right into it right now. This story makes me truly sick to watch Hollywood, Disney, this entire combine feed on our children, sexualize our children. It's just disgusting. I remember 6 or 7 years ago, Viacom controlling Nickelodeon and other children's channels said, we're going to start targeting preteens with sexualized messages. They were telling shareholders they were going to do this. Well, that's nothing now. Here's the new book that Millie Weaver, when she was there shopping with her son last week, found at Target. I was at Target personally myself to check this out yesterday, and there it was on the shelf, Feminist Baby. Now, when you open the book up, it has the baby like it's a pinup with its naked butt sticking out, like it's a pinup girl in a pinup girl pose. So it begins by sexualizing a newborn baby. Then it tells the toddlers that are being read the story, its main target, you make messes, you throw things, you don't do what you're told, you like pink, you like blue, you play with race cars, you play with dolls, you're going to be whatever sex you want. It sexualizes children. And it's written by a BuzzFeed writer and cartoonist. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've just seen YouTube with the whole sexualization of children and them allowing them to prey on people and the search terms, how to have sex with your child or how to have sex with children being the top search functions. Millie Weaver has shot a report on this, but it's got the baby sticking its butt out naked. Feminist baby says no to pants. So it's to make children rebellious mental patients. Leftists think this is important to do, like Dr. Spock said, created all the social problems we see today. But this is a recipe on how to ruin your child. Before I get to the report, here is just some Daily Beast articles from the leftists themselves admitting this. The pedophile director embraced by Hollywood, hired after he was convicted of raping a 12-year-old boy by Harvey Weinstein to direct other films with children. So the big final goal is corrupting your children, getting them while they're young, controlling the culture, just like Hitler did by getting the youth. Just like MSNBC has said, your children belong to the state, not to you. We're going to brainwash them. You don't teach them anything. That's abuse if you tell your kids anything. That you're a boy, you're a girl, or there's a God, or any of that. You don't teach them that, or it's abuse. Already in Europe and the UK, they take your kids for that. But we're going to teach them what's happening in the UK with their Girl Scouts called Girl Guiding. UK allows transgender guides to share showers tents with girls, including full-grown men, to take naked showers with your daughters as young as age 5, as long as they identify as a woman. Meanwhile, politically correct fascism, Catholic school forced to ban words mother and father because that hurts somebody that may not have mother and father. And then here's the very writer with BuzzFeed, if you can call it that, Lauren Brantz, has whole cartoons about not having a gender and how you don't know what you're having. Is it a boy or girl? Let the state decide and let its programming decide, not you. So this is the final assault to depopulate the planet. It's in all the UN documents. It's in John P. Holdren, the former White House science czar's own book, Eco-Science, how they would confuse gender, use chemicals in food and water to do this. They've now done it. They demonize me all day for covering it, even though it's admitted. But without further ado, here is the report with Millie Weaver. The full report's just gone live on Infowars.com. Disney caught in shocking sexualization of babies. They've now made babies new sex items. This is truly the next level of depravity from Disney.
I was out and about the other day. I went to Target to find some children's books for my 2-year-old when I happened to come across this book. Feminist baby. That's right. You heard me. They're already indoctrinating children with feminism. Just to make sure that this was not just a gag present, I went to DisneyBooks.com, which is listed on the back of the book, and sure enough, Disney has it listed for 0 to 2-year-olds. Well, first of all, how does a child ages 0 to 2 even grasp the concept of feminism? Well, who better than to explain it to him than Rainbow Snatch? Good morning, little Vays, Z's, Rainbows, and Purple Penguins. Today, we're going to have story time with drag queens. And I'm Rainbow Snatch. I identify as a trans, multidimensional, non-binary being. So please refer to me as my proper pronoun, as they. So today we're going to be reading a very, very special book written by a powerful woman author who's very smart. Her name is Lauren Brantz. Feminist Baby by Lauren Brantz
Published by Disney Hyperion. Feminist Baby loves to dance. Feminist Baby says no to pants.
That's inappropriate.
What the f***? I'm not some pretty f***ing helpless princess in distress. I'm pretty f***ing powerful
and ready for sex.
This is promoting pedophilia with children, telling them to take off their clothes, and then a picture of a naked baby looking all empowered and proud. It's no wonder that Disney published this book. However, from a perspective of a parent, this disturbs me because you're promoting children taking their clothes off, peeing and pooping everywhere. Give me a break. Feminist Baby likes pink and blue. Likes pink or blue, so they're obviously promoting the whole you can choose whatever gender you want to be. Feminist Baby chooses what to wear. It's her choice, her body, to choose what she wears. One of the things I don't like about this already is it's telling the children that they have a choice over their parents' choice. Mom says, put this on, you're going to church. Nope, I'm not. I'm wearing a Ninja Turtle costume. Sorry, I'm a feminist baby.
With a new makeup challenge, full face using only kids' makeup, I'm like, girl, Jesus, take the wheel.
I am a boy that loves to wear makeup.
And if you don't like it, she doesn't care.
Reading.
Feminist Baby makes lots of noise.
No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA.
Feminist Baby throws her toys. Well, it looks like Feminist Baby is going to be spending an awful lot of time in timeout with that attitude. Feminist Baby plays with dolls and cars. This is promoting the whole gender role thing where you've seen these.
All right, let's stop right there.
LGBTQ.
What's big about this is we're going to come back with the rest of the video. We're just now posting it to Infowars.com and Newswars.com, unedited, so you can see the whole report and share it. This is Disney. And this is the same Disney that, again, hired convicted child rapists to run movies, to direct films with children. And this is what they're doing, is promoting the sexualization of children with a, quote, feminist baby showing a naked baby sticking its butt out like it's a woman posing in a swimsuit. And then it just goes on from there, getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And salons promoting pedophilia, and the New York Times is saying it's not a big deal. They want your child to decide when they want a vaccine. California passed a law. Forget the parents. Or your child decides at age 9 when to have an abortion. The state is taking your children away. This is the plan. When we come back, we will play the rest of Feminist Baby, which is Disney politicizing, sexualizing children, where you can't even buy a children's book without it saying, be rebellious, make messes. You can be a boy or girl. Do whatever you want. Don't do what your parents say. This is the type of deviance these people are involved in. We'll come back after the break and play the rest of this piece straight ahead. Infowars.com. Please spread the link. Stay with us.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your inner cellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. weakness. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And now Disney's targeting of your children at age zero.
The supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is promoting the whole gender role thing where you've seen these hippie LGBTQ parents where they're having their little boys wear dresses and play with Barbie dolls, but also cars and the girls, and you can't even tell who's what and what's what. But the odd thing is, it seems like they're always kind of pushing the little boys into the Barbies and stuff a little bit more than they're pushing the girls into, you know, Xbox or Ninja Turtles. And when she sings, she's a baby rock star.
I'm a nasty woman.
Feminist Baby is as smart as she seems. Have you seen how smart some of these feminists seem in real life?
I am the feminist who is out to ruin your life. I am the feminist who is pushing your daughter down the slippery slope of sluthood.
This is the whole going against the grain, going against tradition, going against your parents, teaching children to be naughty. Feminist Baby can be whatever she dreams. Yes, that's right, little purple penguins, unicorns, little they's and z's. You can be whatever it is you dream. And if they don't like it, well then anyone who doesn't call you by your proper pronoun, you make sure to notify us so we can round them up and put them in prison camps.
You will address me by whatever my proper pronoun is for the day I decided to be, or you will face the consequences.
You know, it's one thing for some just random oddball feminist named Lauren Brantz to write this book and think that it's even going to make any sense to two-year-olds. But it's another thing to be having it being published and distributed by Disney. But is it any wonder when you've seen this whole pedophile, complete corrupt culture in Hollywood and in big corporations like Disney? We've seen the Weinstein scandal. We've seen all of these scandals. Corey Feldman coming out talking about pedophilia in the movie industry. So when you see things like, you know, promoting little children to take off their pants, it's no surprise when you find out that it's Disney.
And of course, her first word is not Papa. It's smash the patriarchy that the big mega corporations that run slave factories in China came up with. How do we make the public become enslaved? Well, just sabotage their family. They'll be so pathetic, they'll never stop us, sir. Good. And then even Sean Parker comes out and tells you it's the plan, and you don't care because you're Lauren Brantz and you're paid for to do this. And she's got her little sickening event, because most people that read BuzzFeed obviously don't have children. That's admitted. So you go there, and she has a weekly cartoon putting down family, putting down sexes, putting down men and women. I mean, talk about a cult, like space aliens arrived and said, there are no women, there are no children. Stop having children. Your baby doesn't want to come out because Trump is here. And it goes on and on and on. The dad says his baby's beautiful. But see, that's a microaggression. She goes, cough, cough, cough. I'm smart and capable, too. Yeah, absolutely. Daddy, you don't say I'm beautiful. That was hateful of daddy that's half me that gave life to me. It's just teaching your kids to be total basket cases, freaking out over what words people use, because they're about to get useless college educations. This is the rear guard action of the folks that sold them worthless educations to turn them into gibbering basket cases so they never figure out who screwed them over. So there you go, feminist baby, sexualizing children, targeting children like true predators, and on store shelves at Target. We got to stop shopping with all these people. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In all major cultures, targeting children with religion, with political ideas, with medical operations, with drugs, is illegal. Because it's up to the parents, it's up to their grandparents, it's up to the community, how they want them to be introduced to the world. But for the advertisers and the big global combines, they crave more than anything on earth early access to your children, so they can habituate them or train them and create attitudes and behaviors and habits that literally let them own your child. Now, a good parent teaches children to think for themselves, teaches them the classics about how to think, about how big the universe is, their relationship to others. But if you look at modern leftist agenda, it's the opposite of what classical leftists like Thomas Jefferson would teach, like Feminist Baby, a book we reviewed that shows the sexualization of little girls and little boys, and like they're pent-up girls sticking their butts out, and that, you know, they're feminist and they throw fits and they can be boys if they want. I mean, if you wanted to create a mentally ill person that ends up being a basket case, this is how you do it. But it's by design. This is a virus, a political virus, to absolutely break down society and culture. But that said, we now have U.S. legislator calls out EA Games, the biggest in the world, and Disney's predatory practices with Star Wars-themed online casino. You know, I ran into this about 6-7 years ago. My son, Rex, who you all know is a great guy, and he's 15 years old now, but back when he was about, I don't know, 8-9 years old, maybe younger, maybe it was longer than that, maybe 6-7 years old, he stayed with my parents for the weekend, and they let him use their iPhone to play a video game that looked innocuous, where you battled dragons. But then I got him back on Monday. He stayed there over the weekend while my former wife and I went out on a vacation, short vacation, to the beach. And we came back, and my parents a few weeks later said, my gosh, we had a $400 bill on our credit card. Rex was playing this, I forget the name of it, some dragon game. You're trying to get treasure. Again, it was 6, 7, 8 years ago, right when iPhones had come out. And then I learned later that even though my children didn't have iPhones, they would ask me to download games. And I learned almost every time that it was military games or geometric games or Pac-Man type games, that just to even be able to win the level, you have to pay money. This just happened on vacation about 6 months ago. I was in Hawaii with my children. And on the plane, they said, hey, Dad, we've downloaded this game. Can we play it? And I said, once we land, you can. And what's the game? Super Doodle, where you like, what's the game where you have like a long nose and you jump upwards as you go up? Again, I'm teleprompter free. I don't pre-plan the stuff I talk about. Doodle jump, doodle jump, doodle jump. So they're playing doodle jump in the taxi to the hotel. And we get to the hotel and we're checking in and now we're in the room and I go, let's go to the beach. And they go, hold on, Dad, I've almost gotten past the level, but if you'll just pay $5, I can clear this last level. And I went, doodle jump that I played at the arcade or that I even had on a desktop, it costs money now, like it's a coin machine in my house. So talk about exploitation of children. It's still ongoing. But imagine in a few hours playing on my dad's iPhone years ago, my son racked up $400 in charges tied to his Apple ID and to his credit card. And so now we've got EA, one of the biggest, or not the biggest video game manufacturers and producers and actual game creators, and Disney working together to target kids with Star Wars games where you get tricked into paying money to be able to play the game even though it's supposedly a free game. So now Representative Chris Lee, Democrat of Hawaii, held a press conference to talk about this. This is the casino gulag that 8, 9 years ago, Max Kaiser was told by high-level folks in New York was the plan. So this is where they are. It's very predatory. It's the way they're targeting our children. We should all be aware of it. Here it is.
We are here today to ensure future protections for kids, youth, and everyone when it comes to the spread of predatory practices in online gaming and the significant financial consequences that it can have on families and has been having on families around this nation. This game is a Star Wars themed online casino designed to lure kids into spending money. It's a trap. And this is something that we need to address to ensure that particularly kids who are underage
or
not.
Back this up. It's a trap, like Admiral Akbar would say. That's what the WikiLeaks and that's what the Facebook and that's what the Twitter and Google documents show, is that we're exploiting you. We're making you a loan. We're giving you anxiety and we're getting your money. They're not like selling you something you need, like a car or medicine or clothes. Great. It's no. Get you in here, suck your parents' money out, and not let your parents even know what you bought into. Let's continue.
A Star Wars themed online casino designed to lure kids into spending money. It's a trap. And this is something that we need to address to ensure that particularly kids who are underage, who are not psychologically and emotionally mature enough to be able to gamble, which is why gambling is prohibited under 21, are protected from being trapped into these cycles, which have compelled many folks to spend thousands of dollars in gaming fees online. We're looking at legislation this coming year which could prohibit access or prohibit the sale of these games to folks who are underage in order to protect families, as well as prohibiting different kinds of mechanisms in those games. We've been talking with several other states as well, legislators there, who are looking at the same thing. I think this is an appropriate time to make sure that these issues are addressed before this becomes the new norm for every game.
One of the things that's really disturbing about this to me is that this was previously a business practice that was mostly seen in the mobile gaming market, your iPad, your iPod games, and now it's moved into the main event. This is a AAA title that's being released by the world's largest gaming studio. And it has the most popular intellectual property in the world attached to it. And it's marketed squarely at children. Some of you folks who are a little older may remember a character by the name of Joe Camel. He's not around anymore. And we didn't allow Joe Camel to encourage your kids to smoke cigarettes. And we shouldn't allow Star Wars to encourage your kids to gamble.
That's right. Disney is over here targeting and sexualizing your children with Feminist Baby, with her sticking her butt out saying, I'm sexy. You know, I'm a sex symbol. I don't wear pants if I don't want to. I'm a feminist. I can be a boy if I want to. And finally saying Feminist Baby can be whatever she dreams. But you're going to tell her what to dream, right? We're going to buy this at Target put out by Disney. And then we've got Disney over here hiring convicted pedophiles to run movie productions with children. And Harvey Weinstein's the guy hiring them. Boy, I tell you, imagine the top folks that defend Harvey Weinstein. What type of people are they? I think we're going to be learning here on the air very, very soon about those types of individuals. But this is it. And just like Sean Parker, former president of Facebook, said 2 weeks ago, we exploit you with dopamine and psychological warfare. It's designed to manipulate and control you, to not empower you, but to make you weak and make you depressed and make you controlled so we can run and destroy your life. Fully control you, fully dominate you. And now I can't believe my blind spot that I knew about these gambling games 6-7 years ago. Because you can hand your child your iPhone for an hour. You got a $400 bill on your hands. Why didn't I ever cover this? Thank God this Democrat congressman brought this up. Thank God the crew brought it up, because it's true. Again, I just ran into Doodle Jump 6 months ago. He's now paid to get past the level. It will not let you get past unless you pay money. And they're not telling you when you download it that's the case and it's tied to your credit card. So we've got regular gambling, you know, why not put casinos and inside the public schools? We've got it controlled for a reason, and it shows how exploitive the left is and how they're targeting children. It's about controlling markets and absolutely wrecking society.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emmerich's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, as I began to get politically aware 25 years ago, I'd read about globalist organizations and their goals, and I would read the name Ted Malik. And Ted Malik, again, has served on the executive board of the World Economic Forum. That's one of the most powerful public globalist organizations, if not the most powerful. But then, even before he began to get really critical of it in the last 10 years, I'd already read some of his writings that were promoting kind of an Americana system worldwide. But since he's been joining us the last year and a half, wow, what a great asset to have join us, because he predicted the beginning of the breakup of the EU many years ago. We're now seeing that accelerate. I want him to chronicle, since he last joined us a few months ago, what's happened since then. Attempts to prop up this anti-free market facade. It's attacks on families, its political goals, why it's allied with the most radical forms of Islam, and then what he really thinks Trump is up to trying to counter this. Ted Malik, TedMalik.com, joins us. He also has a new book out. We'll tell you a little bit about coming up later, dealing with business, common sense, business, and more. In fact, here it is right here. I'd taken my copy home and read it a month ago, but Nico just handed me another copy, Principles for Profitable Leadership. So clearly the whole agenda of the globalists is to make you stymied, to handicap you so they can have an organized, centralized economy. Well, we know from North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, Russia, under communism, that is a nightmare. We know the free market system is the way to go. So in this segment, let me just get the weather forecast from him. When we see their attempts to overthrow Trump, saying he's a Russian agent, we see the attempts to stop nationalism in Europe. Is it fair to say it's failing with Merkel about to be out? Macron's trying to sound like, that's coming up next segment, a populist now. I mean, really, in evidence, we see victory. But in rhetoric, I hear them saying we've all been defeated. What's the truth from your perspective?
Well, the truth is the battle is still on, and we have seriously not won that battle. The war is maybe in the early stages, and I think that we have to take it to them. I just got out of the British Parliament. I was just there minutes ago, and I was talking to a number of conservative MPs. And I would say there's only a fraction of those British conservative MPs who understand the war that we're facing. And the fact that socialism and worse are at their doorstep. In some ways, some of them even capitulate to the centralizing and statist orientations in Europe. So it's a fraction of conservatives, frankly, that know what we're up against, whether it's in the United States, in the Republican Party, or in the Conservative Party of Great Britain. When you get to the continent in Europe, it's even a smaller number. So we're fighting the battle, but the war is still very much on. And I just heard your last segment to tie into it, Alex. The war is also on in the culture. It's not just in politics. This globalist orientation is out to destroy our families, destroy our cultures, and I've written about this recently, to take away the entire virtue of manliness.
And we're going to talk about that, because I was going to get into that today. It's funny, you sent me an article, unbeknownst, we're on the same wavelength here, but what you said is very, very critical, I think really astute. Yes, it's a tiny minority of leadership against corrupt authoritarian globalism, but all over the world, it's super hot and people are hungry for it. It's like, there's the market. People want it. It's good. It makes sense. It works the best. It's been tested over and over again. But then there's not that many high priests of it, is what's funny. And so many people buy into the globalist model. They think cozying up to it will give them personal power. From a Machiavellian perspective, and I'm not saying this to be Machiavellian, it's just true. The greatest place to get personal success and power, and morally so, help people, would to get back into Americana, free market, and anti-authoritarian globalism. I mean, it's crazy. It's super hot. Trump gets it. He's leading it. But there aren't other people jumping on board, even though the population's ready.
I agree. Peter Thiel, who's quite an astute observer and, of course, a very wealthy Silicon Valley investor, said that there's a bull market in free market politics, and we have to ride this bull market. And I think Trump is doing precisely that. It's a very critical juncture this week in the United States. The Brexit decision is actually at a critical turning point in the next month. And in Europe, there are a number of political elections coming up early in the next year in Italy and in other countries where we can take this fight to them and move it to the next level.
You're the expert in Europe, and again, you know, your degree and your whole background is understanding communities and global markets and how they all tie together as international political economy, so a geopolitical economy system and understanding those interactions. But you see Italy voting against EU expansion. You see France politically moving away. You see Merkel in deep trouble. You see Czech Republic voting to be anti-globalist. You see Austria voting in a patriot. It goes on and on. I mean, that's what I'm saying. All the indicators show win, win, win.
Right. If you look at the barometers, there's a lot of wins. That's not to say that we've, again, won the war. And it's not to say that, the EU is not going to fight back, that there aren't globalists. I mean, all over the place, in the media, in politics, in the culture. So by no means is this a done deal. It's just that the tide is flowing out. And Trump and Brexit are, frankly, the bellwethers when it comes to that tide. So we need to keep pushing every front. We need to defend the family. We need to defend religious institutions across the board, no one denomination, all of them. We need to defend our civic associations. We need to defend our free schools. We need to defend our free-thinking think tanks, particularly those that favor free market-oriented polities. And we need to basically, I want to challenge your audience, we need to buy and shop at those companies that are part of a domestic supply chain.
And what you just said is the total revolution. Spend some time on that before we go to break. Economically, voting with your dollars, that's one of the greatest powers we have.
Indeed, we have the wallet. And I'm not saying we need to boycott everything or we need to, use all the tricks of the left, but
yeah, nobody's perfect, but just be conscious of your power.
You had a great segment. You just talked about Disney and other companies that are exploiting young children. Well, let's teach Disney a lesson.
Well, I want to hear about this. We got about a minute till break. How do you think we do that, sir?
Well, I think we look at the businesses where Disney is doing those things. And we basically say we're not putting up with that any longer. We're not buying the books that they put out. We're not attending the movies that they want us to attend. We're not going to watch their channel. We're going to turn it off. And maybe parents can take control again. I mean, it sounds like a really radical idea. Maybe we can have in loco parentis again in families, and parents can be parents for a change.
And can you believe in 2017, that's a radical statement? I mean, wow, how far we've slid. The book is Common Sense Business, Principles for Profitable Leadership. I learned so much from the book. You can get it, obviously, everywhere. But, I wouldn't get it from the big globalist combines. I buy it directly from his site or your local bookstore, because if you don't keep those places alive, they're going to have one big giant monopoly over us all. So we'll be right back with Mr. Malik straight ahead.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at katiarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality T-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You know, going back 10 years ago out here, the war on Christmas. And I think, oh, that's made up. And I did more research. I found out they were like banning people handing out Christmas cards at schools. Well, that's your First Amendment right. It's not the school, the official religion. And then now it's just everywhere. The demonization, the attacks. By the way, speaking of disinfo, you can't find anywhere where I said that there are slave colonies on Mars. I don't believe any humans have been to Mars. I believe we sent rovers to Mars. I never said that. They say I said we didn't have a moon mission. I've had dinner with, I've hung out with Buzz Aldrin, had him on the show. I believe we've been to the moon. He told me they had a lot of secret stuff that he couldn't talk about, and later that came out in the news. The reason I raised that is they just brought in these stacks of news. I saw this yesterday and didn't respond, but I guess they put it now in hundreds of publications, so now it's a new big push, so I should respond just briefly. This is out of the New York Daily News. This is International Business Times. It's a bunch of others. Alex Jones claims Las Vegas massacre was phony. Alex Jones suggests the Vegas massacre was shooting was fake. I did not say that. Zach, who was in Army Special Operations Command, and I've confirmed who he is, and we've actually been contacted by the feds over it. I'm not supposed to get into it. This is not a Netflix series, okay? This is actually the real deal, okay? Because it's true. They don't just come kill you. They ask you to stop talking about it. Just like Stranger Things or something. Zach, we know who Zach is. He sent us his info months ago. I looked up who the caller was. Couldn't believe it. The voice matches. Did a Skype with him to confirm it. And he's telling us what really happened in Vegas and how it was this Islamic civil war and what Trump was doing next. The FBI came and grabbed him. He's now left the country. He's part Muslim. His mother was Muslim. I'm not going to say who he is. He's actually been in the news before as a famous intelligence analyst and army, you know, hero and stuff. And so I'm explaining that the official story of it being one lone guy is as phony as a $3 bill. They just come out, edit it together, and say that I said it didn't happen. This is what they do. But clearly, they're major league threatened by this. So I want to say, I don't know anything else that Zach told me off air, because I don't let people tell me secret stuff off air. If you're going to say it on air. But he didn't say anything secret. He gave his opinion as a citizen of what's happening. He's now left the U.S. We checked the caller ID. We've got that on the phone system. He called from Morocco. So this isn't make-believe. This is the real show where we have guests that flee to Morocco, okay? So this is going on. Now, Ted Malik, you know, he's the former board member of the Davos Group and, you know, head up the Aspen Institute and has been at the very highest levels of the system. It's not all one monolithic system, but he's been criticizing globalism, being authoritarian for a long time. So I want to give him the floor now to get into what's happening with Brexit, what's happening in Europe, what's happening with these fights with the unelected EU. He heads up the Theodore Roosevelt Institute as well. He's got the new book out, Common Sense Business. But I'm sorry I had to segue with that. They're just really hitting us with this information.
Well, what's happening in Europe is clearly that nation states are trying to reassert their influence and their importance in this era of a new world economic order and of globalism. So the powers that be, whether it's the United Nations or the European Union or any one of their agents, and there are a number of them, particularly in the world of publications and the world of media, are trying to snuff out and put down all of these national leaders, whether it's Orban in Hungary, the presidency in Poland, the Brexit, Nigel Farage, and the Conservatives in the UK. Anywhere that this occurs, they'd like to put it out, put the fire out, put it away, demonize it, call them racist, call them all names. But the fact is that this is a growing crescendo, that this ball is like a snowball rolling down the mountain, and more entities, more and more people, more and more communities, more and more nation states are now saying we've had enough. We're taking back control. We are going to be independent. Everywhere I go, they pick up Trump's line. We're going to make Italy great again. We're going to make Poland great again. We're going to make Romania great again. You can fill in the blank. So he has unleashed something. It's a power in the world that has to do with the resurgence of the nation state.
And again, I agree. We shouldn't put too positive a prognosis on this because we're having a lot of victories, but they're pushing back. They're striking back. They're getting more nasty. They're suing everybody in tarnation that just tries to promote free market. They're getting more and more shrill just at a gut level, Mr. Malik. Because, you know, you're a smart guy. That's how you got to be one of the board members of the Davos Group and so respected across the world. What is the sense, not just of yourself, but other people who are pragmatic, free market, common sense, successful world citizens? And none of us are against being a world citizen. We're just against forced globalism. What is your pragmatic sense versus what these zealots are pushing? They're like rabid dogs because we don't want an unelected EU. I mean, what's their problem?
Well, I think that if you look at the, you know, man and woman in the street, obviously they don't know everything that's happening, but they see this burdensome regulatory state, which is very taxing, which drives up the cost of goods, which has basically seen all of or many of their manufacturing jobs flee to other countries like China and Mexico. And they're saying, we have to push back. We have to have other kinds of political leaders to take this fight to the globalists. If you take the discussion within the political circles, I think that there are still a minority of people, but they're ascendant who are able to coalesce different coalitions.
Exactly, and if it's ascendant and it's historical and it's Renaissance-based and it's unstoppable if people get behind it, why aren't more people joining it? That's what I'm saying. The paradox of it's super popular, it's the sexiest avant-garde thing, and then there's so few leaders in it.
Well, I think there are leaders, and we have to, you know, applaud those who have stepped out of the establishment to be that kind of leader.
Sure, yourself and people like Matt Drudge or Ron Paul or Donald Trump or Nigel Farage. I mean, I know there are a lot of great leaders, hundreds, but per capita, you should have thousands of leaders.
Correct, and we should have more alternative outlets. We should have more radio and television broadcasts. We could even penetrate universities and think tanks, I think, more than we're doing. So I'm not saying that we should have a five-year plan, that this is going to be centrally planned. A lot of it is spontaneous. A lot of it just, you know, sort of takes place. But we have to encourage and fan those flames. So I'm actually, from where I sit, I'm mildly, if not more than mildly encouraged by what I see happening.
I agree, but let's look at worst case scenario briefly, then we'll come back into manliness and the big article you want to get into and other topics you want to cover. Again, Mr. Malik, author of Common Sense Business and you know, former one of the managers of the Davos Group. Let's talk worst case scenario. How can the empire of status strike back?
Well, I think that they control the media to a large extent, at least the mainstream media, so they try to choke us off. They obviously are bringing lawsuits against alternative voices. They are trying to paint everyone who criticizes them with a very dark brush, calling us names, authoritarian and worse. So they have their means, and we have to basically be aware of what they're doing, how they're doing it, and people like Soros who are funding it.
That's right. And we've got to alert the people that are out there. You're not just followers. We're not communists. You are the vanguard. The listeners and people that watch this show are people that have been politically involved and aware of this for decades. You're the brain trust. You're the reason we're here. I don't just say patronizingly, you're right beside us. You are not just beside us. They're the heart of this.
Populist movement, that means that it is not only popular, but it's something that the average, normal person needs to join and needs to resist. And it needs to basically vote with their mind share, vote with their political vote, and also, this is very critical, I think, we need to learn how to do this, vote with our wallets.
That's right. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rearguard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The term fake news has become so synonymous with CNN, the news network wants to ban it. CNN is now pushing an effort to ban the term fake news. An opinion piece argues that the term has become meaningless and lost its power because politicians have hijacked it as a way to undermine the media establishment. The authors decry the fact that a majority of people now believe the mainstream media peddles fabricated stories. Of course, the real reason media elites want to clamp down on the term fake news is because its original intention, to smear and discredit any dissenting opinions, has completely backfired. This was illustrated yet again by President Trump's latest triggering tweet when he suggested that a fake news trophy should be awarded to the network that has been responsible for the most inaccurate reporting. The fake news narrative has actually acted as a boomerang, showing the mainstream media to be the most consistently dishonest entity of all. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live as we wage war on corruption.
It's Alex Jones.
That's right. Ted Malik's our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at Ted Malik. Very important to do that. During the break, I was back there during the break room getting a glass of iced tea, and I saw it on Fox News on the bottom of the screen. Donald Trump is a destructive force for America. Okay, the stock market's up, hundreds of billions of new jobs, 1.6 million new jobs, double the amount of veterans getting service, 70% less illegals coming across, optimism up, crushing the back of political correctness, making Americans feel good again, on and on and on. And so we've got Davos Man on, who says Davos Man is dead. That's Ted Malik. I mean, the consummate insider, but never a bad guy, promoting Americana from the inside. And they're saying Trump is a currently destructive force. And this is with Republicans on. Again, if I put gas in my car and it runs smooth and I get good gas mileage, it's good gas. If I put bad gas in, it sputters and smoke comes out. I know that place has got bad gas. We've gone from sputtering and backfiring and on fire to starting to cruise pretty smooth down the road. They're going, that's bad gas. That's bad gas. And I'm like, pretty good gas. So, Ted Malin, what do you make of that? And then we'll get into this article you sent me that I was reading from AmericanGreatness.com. The forgotten great American male, who's your daddy? And again, in any culture, the strength of the men and the women is the strength of the culture. This men and women against each other, and then the quotes they've got of James Dean in here, you know, what does it mean to be a man? This is pretty powerful. But just briefly, how do you gauge a Trump presidency? Well, I mean, I gauge it by stability and the economy and optimism, and it hasn't been this good since the middle of the Reagan administration.
Well, that's actually a very good a trajectory, because we are back now, I think, to the period when Ronald Reagan, through supply-side economics and cultural transformation, saw America come back. And I still hear the music in my left ear. It's morning in America again. And I think we're going to see, we are beginning to see that. And with the tax package, if it goes through now, we'll see an even bigger swing. The stock market continues to go up. Unemployment is down. Confidence is way up. Every single number. I was just... as I told you, with a number of your conservative politicians in the UK, those people are excited about Donald Trump coming to the UK to meet the Queen for a state visit, probably in February, because the UK needs to take a lesson from the Donald Trump playbook. So the rest of the world needs to watch what Trump is doing and actually take notes.
And I'll say this, growing up, all the sentimentality and everything, I thought it was annoying. But now that I realize there are forces that want to remove all that, now I realize how precious it is, because it's easy to be young and dumb and rebellious. But then once you get older and you see, wait, we're replacing stuff that was the vanguard of revolutionary human empowerment with a bunch of old-fashioned tyranny. I don't want that.
Well, I wrote this article, for instance, and I think that... politics is downstream from culture. So our culture has become very coarse, very pornographic, and very anti-man. So I ask the question, have we lost this virtue of manliness? You know, whatever happened to manhood? Boys are not doing as well in school. Their males are seen as bad. Men live shorter lives.
So you wrote In Defense of Masculinity. I've got this other one. It doesn't say who wrote it. It's an excellent article. I read it during the breaks, The Forgotten Great American Male. Which one of these is yours?
No, those are both my articles. So I'm trying to beat this drum, you know, not as some kind of warrior who shoots his dinner every night.
Okay, well, just to be clear, the internet cut off your name. Yeah, these really are great. Can I post these to InfoWars?
Absolutely. The question is James Dean's question from Rebel Without a Cause. That is a 1955 movie, a classic, when his son asks him, what do you do when you have to be a man? And the answer today is, I don't know. Worse still, I don't have a clue. I have no guideline. I have no rules. I have no masters. I have no script. So that's why I facetiously ask, who is your daddy in the year 2025?
Well, that's critical. And instead, they're telling little boys, you're really a girl, to literally sabotage. Have you seen the Sean Parker videos where Facebook admits it was a plan to sabotage people? I mean, this is cold-blooded.
Oh, I believe it is. It's very calculated. And they're trying to move us either to a girly man culture or to a androgynous culture, so that there is no longer any notion of a kind of John Wayne or Jimmy Stewart man. And I think we have to fight back. I know that you have a great father. I have a great father. I'd be willing to argue that most people who are successful in business, most people who have made a dent in the universe, have had very significant parental and particularly father relationships.
So why would the establishment assault that? I mean, they tell us they don't want any competition. It's like a grizzly bear that goes and
because
finds
them. Because if you don't have fathers and you don't have strong families, then somebody else is going to take up that vacuum. Who's going to take up that vacuum? That's going to be either feminists, it's either going to be the state, or it's going to be the global institutions. And that's why at the local level, at the family level, at the parental level, we have to take back and be responsible human beings.
Plus, we're happy when we do that. That's when we're fulfilled. Being grovelant, supine minions of the Hollywood culture is a joke. And I mean, how does that fit in the collapse of Hollywood and the whole collapse of their moral authority?
Well, I think this has happened very quickly here. Just frankly, in the last few months, when we see the whole thing is quite a paper tiger. And it becomes very transparent what is happening in Hollywood, what they've tried to push on us, and who some of their leading lights were, whether it's Weinstein or Kevin Spacey or other demented people. I mean, even the media stars like Charlie Rose now have been exposed. So, I mean, it's almost, no day goes past now when we don't find, another fallen victim to this false impression.
That's what I was about to say. Everything they were telling us about culture being rapist and evil, I guess was projection, because that's what they're doing. Like, I'm not like running around just grabbing on women everywhere. And this is like you said, it's like a madness.
Well, it has basically taken over the culture. And if we could get back to this virtue of manliness, the notion of a gentle man, which actually has a very long history, and it has to do with flourishing human beings and strong cultures, and these were rooted originally in Christendom in Western Europe, we'd be doing the entire world a great service.
Wow. Well, I really enjoyed reading your book a month ago when I got it. Folks, of course, can find it wherever they want to get it, but if they buy it from a smaller site, unlike Amazon, that would actually help fund the real economy. But I hope you'll come back and join us soon. I know you're going to be coming to Austin soon. So we should have you in studio, not just have dinner. Look forward to having Theodore Roosevelt Malik in studio with us. People can follow him on Twitter at Ted Malik. Where else should folks follow you?
Well, I think Twitter is the best place, but just read these articles that we keep putting out. And there are any number of great places. I try to put them and spray them all over. Some of them are in mainline media. Some of them are in alternative media. And then there's the number of books that I've written. I think I've written 15 books, so there's no shortage of places to go.
How many people, in closing, inside the main power structure, because so many of them I run into actually know what's going on, but they say the big money men on top, most of them, want this authoritarian system. What percentage of folks inside the power structure are, like, tuned into what you're tuned into versus, I know it's an oversimplification, but how many people are awake?
Well, I'd like to say that there's 10 or 15% that are there already. There are probably another 10 or 15% that are inclined and willing. And I've been, obviously teaching in universities, so I'm trying to influence the next generation of people. I mean, I think that we have to do this on every front. I was for 5 years chairman of an organization called Great Dads, which I recommend. Parents, this is fathers, covenanting. Making a covenant with their children to be great fathers. We need these kinds of support structures.
We have to make the commitment because our whole biological system is under attack by very cold-blooded people. The future war is not targeting armies. It's targeting people themselves. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great, Alex.
Paul Watson's coming up. I'm going to segue a little bit with him with some of the other articles I haven't gotten to just briefly. If you don't financially support us, we won't be here. You have been. That's why we're here, despite everything. That's why when I meet viewers and listeners on the street and they're thanking me, I want to thank you. It is so humbling to look into your eyes of every race, color, and creed, all one race, the human race with red blood. I love you all. We got free shipping extended for 2 more days. A bunch of the specials are going to have to probably end today because we're about to sell out a bunch of the products. Something we won't sell out of because it just came in is the real red pill. While it goes great with Brain Force, find out about it. I don't have time to get into it all, but the pregnenolone and the vitamins, minerals, amino acids all go together for the amazing building block for all the major hormones in your body. It is a neuron steroid, but totally legal and totally good for you, according to the reports out there. Find out about the real red pill, the next game changer, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The globalist social engineers are evil, but they're also smart. They're very cold-blooded. And they know, as sure as the sun came up this morning, that if they try to make their sons sit down when they go to the bathroom, when they urinate, and teach them their girls, and take them to drag queen events where they got to give $5 bills to naked and dancing men like they do here in Austin, that most of those boys are going to rebel and want to be super alpha males. But see, they got chemicals in the food and water. And they've got social suppression so that they can push as hard as they can to actually politically go in and militarily or via force, via the police, keep people from breaking outside of those parameters. Now, Paul Watson joins us, taking over this hour. Paul, I saw a shocking report out of the Express News, out of the Daily Mail, and out of Breitbart, where they're going to have your Girl Scouts, I guess they call them Girl Guides over there, are now going to have 25-year-old men leading them, and they're going to take showers with the 5-year-old girls. That's been officially announced, and I'm sure you saw a report that's up on InfoWars.com, the video now, about feminist baby, where the feminist baby's naked and she's rebellious and she's a boy. And I mean, the full on assault on children by Disney and all these people. It's like, what is their end game? How did they get so organized? What is going on? Again, new Disney book targets babies for sexualization and gender confusion. Feminist baby. It's up on InfoWars.com. Paul, what's your take on this?
Well, it's another example of the sickness that we're descending into. The whole point about sexualizing children, like, I didn't even have any sexual thoughts whatsoever about anything until I was probably, you know, 8 or 9. It's like kids that age don't even involve them
in
it.
And they know if you sexualize them young, it creates mental illness and degeneracy. That's the plan, exactly.
Well, what you've obviously got with a lot of this is parents transposing this idea that they need to brainwash their kids and that this is their role to be political social justice activists, which is why now you have parents dressing up their little boys in pink dresses, giving them toys, even though all the science shows that boys, girls naturally gravitate towards the toys that correspond with their biological gender. That's science, that's settled. But you have these demented, deranged parents who think that it's their duty Not to say, oh, I'll let them decide and do whatever they want. That's not even it. They overtly transpose their demented social justice ideology onto their children. And I mean, that's child abuse. If you're
and just as Camille Paglia said, teaching a three-year-old they're really a girl or a boy when they're not, that is child abuse.
Exactly. And they have all these viral videos, Alex, where it's, you know, kids or teenagers who have transitioned into a different gender and like they actually look like the gender they've supposedly transitioned into. And it's like, this is the evil example that the right is throwing at you to say that this is all wrong. No, I mean, we've had actual cases numerous different times where they've used this, these transgender people, and they're not even making the effort. If you're a guy with a massive beard and you put on a dress, that doesn't make you transgender. You're a pervert, and they've done it several times.
But again, we're not against anybody individually. It's organized, pushed at kids. Let them chase butterflies with a butterfly net or play badminton or go in the woods and do an egg hunt or go to the planetarium. Don't teach them how to be trannies when they're 2 years old.
No, but I mean, even if you talk to gay people, like a lot of them actually went out with women and they weren't sure until they hit the late teens in some cases, or at least mid-teens. Now they're going in with like 5-6-year-old kids. This is completely deranged, Alex.
All right, stay there. I'm going to introduce you in the next segment. We've got other breaking news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And very soon, we're going to have massive news for you, specifically about Harvey Weinstein's lawyer and so much more. I can't wait to present you this information. I'm so excited. The new product at InfowarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your tax. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. That you are a slave. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Paul Watson has released a new powerful video. He's about to premiere the latest atrocities of popular art. But Paul, just briefly here, if you looked at how you were going to bring down a civilization and poison a society, they're following a scientific plan. I'm not saying space aliens are running this, but if you look at the culture attacks and the breakup of families and the chemicals in the food and water, all of it is to end our species as we know it. So we're on a planet in deep space. All I'm saying is this is big. And those of us resisting it, the establishment can claim, well, you're just trying to keep a cancer going. We're trying to save the earth from the cancer. That's humanity, if you believe them. But then they're the ones involved in genetic engineering and chimeras and all the things that are actually damaging the earth and building more nuclear reactors. You could say that they're just insane, but there's a focused plan worldwide to break up families, to poison the earth, and to do this, Paul. What do you think's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? And then you take over and throw it to the special report.
Yeah, it's a long video, Alex. It's about 8 minutes long, so I'll probably go to it in the next segment where we get a chance. But, I mean, look at modern art, for example. They've exalted ugliness as beauty. Now you're getting students at university level being taught that believing in objective beauty, so believing that a vista, a landscape is beautiful, and yeah, you can have different tastes, you can like different styles of art, but beauty is beauty, okay? You know, an example I give in this video that's not beauty, a turd stuffed in a toilet roll holder, which is one of the examples, that's not beauty. Like, they had a $46 million sale of this painting, which wasn't much more extravagant than that one you're showing now, which is basically a guy got a brush, stuck it on the end of a pole, and did that, what you see right there, just a bunch of red splodges, looks like a toddler's gone nuts with a bottle of ketchup or whatever. $46 million that sold for at the same auction that the $450 million Leonardo da Vinci painting sold at. And this is treated in The Guardian. They call this guy, this artist who did this, like the most intelligent and eloquent artist of our age. And they say it, they print it with a straight face.
Well, as you know, Paul, it's Discordia. And it's about selling a fraud and having rich billionaires buy worthless garbage while people starve to death everywhere. This is their religion, to assault the innate beauty we know in our connection with God. They even write that's what they're doing, as the CIA, as you know, you've covered it, declassified that ugly architecture, ugly art was meant to sabotage our basic bearings so that we think we're insane because we love a beautiful sunset. They go, no, we love raping a small child to death and slitting her throat. That's beautiful. They're teaching us how objective it is. We just need to tune into their Satanism.
Well, it's pushing this nihilistic mindset that everything is meaningless, that you can't achieve anything, that you can't contribute anything to the legacy of human achievement, which, you know, in art, and, you know, you can pick it up from the Renaissance 700 years ago. Now we've literally got this, like some guy getting a brush and just moving it around and then charging $45 million.
What it is Rembrandt. No one can duplicate the way he picked up light with oil. Even today, computers can't do it. So there's no Rembrandts. So a bunch of people go, well, I'm doing a stick figure. You're going to pay $10 million, and I'm liberal. I'm going to say it's the most beautiful thing. So you're going to pay for it with taxpayer money to drive up the value. I mean, that's what it is. It's losers getting together saying, we're losers. We're going to pull down true beauty.
No, exactly. And, you know, it's partly financial as well. They buy this vastly inflated, overpriced art to launder money. They give it as charitable donations later on down the line to basically avoid tax. It's a massive scam by a small collection of collectors and art galleries. And they call it high culture. So then when the young generation looks at this and says, well, they're saying that this, like a urinal is high culture, a turd stuffed in a toilet roll is high culture, I want nothing, no part of that. I'm going to play video games. I'm going to do whatever else. So they make it deliberately impossible for anyone to break into it.
They lower the bar on high art to dynamite it.
Exactly. And so, again, it drags down the collective encouragement that society has, that younger generations have to get up and go and to be creative. Because there are modern artists that are supremely talented. But none of them are going to get in any of these galleries because, again, like what we're seeing with the Grammys today, there's this pressure to have an overlay of social justice consciousness. So even if your art can be complete crap, and sometimes it's literally trash, but as long as you say that it's got some social message, which, oh, just by coincidence, pushes some far left deranged cliche, then it's perfectly fine. Then you get in the art galleries.
And again, this is the biblical story, something ugly trying to pull down what's beautiful. Feminist Baby shows the naked baby. You know, this has been put out, as you know, by Disney. And then it says, I'm ugly. I play with trash. I don't do what my parents say. You know, I do all these bad things. I do whatever I want. They're teaching rebellion. They're teaching failure. They're teaching just pure garbage.
Exactly. And again, they're trying to present it as counterculture. It's not counterculture. When you control the entirety of the dominant culture, whether it be Hollywood, whether it be the music industry, whether it be art, whether it be media, right? You're the dominant culture. You can't be the dominant culture and the counterculture. So they push all this transgender crap, all this feminist baby crap. It's like rebelling against your parents. No, you're conforming. It's the ultimate act of conformity to go along with this deranged insanity that the dominant culture is pushing on a regular basis. And now it's even backfiring on them. I made videos where I break down the fact that the more Hollywood gets into this social justice, this diversity obsession, the more their ticket prices, their sales crater. I mean, they just had the worst Hollywood
just summer
season.
Just like the NFL, just like all of it. Paul, you're taking over after the break. But just showing people the article on Infowars.com that has the video in it with Millie Weaver breaking it all down. You look at this, and it's titled New Disney Book Targets Babies for Sexualization and Gender Confusion. Feminist Baby Children's Book Sexualizes Infants. Scroll up a little bit or scroll down. You can see we blurred the naked baby because the way they show this with the baby's butt sticking out in your face saying, I do what I want. I wear no pants. Then you learn I'm a rock star. I'm sexualized, you know, and then the same artist says, daddy saying she's pretty is bad. I'm not pretty. You know, girls can't be pretty. I mean, this is just mental illness. Going into Target, buying mental illness, buying this perversion to push this garbage. Paul Watson of Infowars.com and Newswars.com is coming up after this quick break. But before we go any further, I just want listeners to know we are going to have to end a lot of these specials today. We have free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com, trying to, you know, compete with the monopoly outfit, Amazon. And then we have our silver bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, 67% off, you know, at $9. Bezos sells the same stuff at Whole Foods. He owns for $25. All Pro Pure Water Filtration, 25% off. Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, 50% off. Prostaguard, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Tactical Walls Concealment Products for your body armor now in store, plus many others at InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys. Help fund the Second American Revolution. Free shipping. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That way you support us each month, but also get 10% off. And the new Red Pill, the real Red Pill, is in multivitamin, minerals, amino acids, and then pregnenolone, which is the building block of all your hormones that most folks don't have now because the chemicals in the environment. This is an incredible booster. Takes about a week for it to kick in. Stuff like Brain Force kicks in 30 minutes. This takes about a week to kick in, but it's for your heart, your brain, everything. It's really amazing. So check out the real pill, the real Red Pill, at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. From London, Paul Joseph Watson takes over on the other side. We've still got 3+ hours left in the global 34-hour transmission. Please spread the live links. George Soros hates it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to that new video that just went up on InfoWars.com about an hour ago. Latest atrocities in modern art. Of course, it's part three of a series that I've made about modern art, the true purpose behind it. We're going to go to that video in the next segment when we get time. Before we hit the news now, though, I want to tell you about the Cyber Monday specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Brain Force Plus, which obviously, I always remind you, really triggers the verified liberals on Twitter when I promote Brain Force Plus. It really gets them going, so I'm going to do it every chance I get. And specifically because we've got 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com on Brain Force Plus, one of our highest rated and best-selling InfoWars Life formulas ever. It is the nootropic that all the whiz kids in Silicon Valley are taking. It gives you added mental clarity if you're engaged in something that requires a lot of concentration. It's going to really give you a boost. It's going to give you a boost in energy as well without that junk feeling you get from coffee or from those fizzy caffeine drinks. It is Brain Force Plus, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com as part of the Cyber Monday special. You've also got gift cards for Christmas at 10% off at the InfoWars store. So we have that special running. We also have other specials, including Carnivore, the all-new enzyme formula at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 33% off. Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. That's on special offer on this Cyber Monday at InfoWarsLife.com, as is Flora Life, the all-new digestive probiotic formula, again, at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, support this network as we're under constant attack. Let's get into the Elizabeth Warren situation. Of course, this broke yesterday with Trump again for probably about the 200th time, referring to her as Pocahontas. Suddenly, the media decided to get all offended over it and pick him up on it, even though the media itself, the mainstream media, has reported for years now that Senator Elizabeth Warren's supposed Native American heritage is probably a load of bunk. Oh, but suddenly it's so credible, it's so believable because we can attack Trump using this. I want to flash back to an article put out by CNN I think this was last year, actually, during the election cycle, entitled Here's the Deal with Elizabeth Warren's Native American Heritage. And even they admit, maybe, but doubtfully, maybe she might be 1/32 Native American, one part out of 32 Native American. They cite the Washington Post, their fact checker, which decided against judging the issue at all. So even the Washington Post and CNN aren't prepared to commit to saying that Elizabeth Warren has any Native American heritage at all. Oh, but now Trump's the racist and it's a racial slur, even though it's a racial slur aimed at a white woman with blonde hair and blue eyes. How completely ridiculous is that when they themselves reported as recently as last year that she had, it was doubtful she had any Native American heritage. Oh, but we can get offended about it, so we're going to treat it as if it's the height of credibility. Now we have an article out of Daily Caller. A Navajo code talker breaks silence, destroys fake Indian Elizabeth Warren with epic one-liner. It's actually in the Gateway Pundit. Now he was asked, he was one of the Native Americans, an actual Native American who was at the ceremony with Trump. He was asked about the Pocahontas comment. He said, quote, the Marines made us yell Geronimo when we jumped out of planes, and that didn't offend me either. So he doesn't care about it. Once again, it's the deranged Trump derangement syndrome obsessed left getting offended on behalf of other people when those people themselves don't really give a damn. Now, before Donald Trump even used the racist slur, which isn't a racist slur because she's a white woman, Pocahontas, Bill Maher did it without Elizabeth Warren objecting. This is out of Breitbart. Elizabeth Warren responded to the president's Pocahontas poke by calling it racist and sending out a fundraising appeal pleading with donors to strike back at a bully. So she immediately used it to make money, obviously. But when talk show host Bill Maher made the same quip, the Massachusetts senator merely made a point about the popularity of progressivism. So Bill Maher said to Elizabeth Warren, I think this was last year again, quote, they don't like you, Pocahontas, earlier this year, in fact, and the liberal audience laughed hysterically. And Warren neither lectured the laughters nor scolded the joker. She did not respond with a fundraising letter or denounce Maher's racist speech on national television. And she simply had no reaction whatsoever. So Bill Maher can say it. It's not racist. Nobody cares. Nobody gets offended. Now we have this. It gets even worse for Elizabeth Warren. Headline, Elizabeth Warren ancestor rounded up Native Americans during horrific Trail of Tears. So now it appears that her ancestors actually conspired in the oppression of Native Americans. Not only is Senator Elizabeth Warren lying about her Native American heritage, but it turns out one of the lawmaker's ancestors rounded up Cherokees during the Trail of Tears. According to Warren, her Native American heritage comes from an Oklahoma Territory marriage license application from 1894 by her alleged great-great-granduncle, William Drake Crawford. From here, Warren says her Native American heritage comes from that William J. Crawford's mother, O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford. Again, nobody can even confirm that. They're saying possibly 1/32 Native American, but can't confirm it. Well, Breitbart News reports today in an article that no evidence supports that claim and that O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford had no Cherokee heritage. She was listed as white in the census of 1860 and was most likely half Swedish and half English. Yeah, I'm probably more Native American than Elizabeth Warren at this point. She was also Scottish, German, or some combination thereof. So she was European, white European. But the most stunning discovery about the life of O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford is that her husband, Mrs. Warren's great-great-grandfather, was apparently a member of the Tennessee militia who rounded up Cherokees from their family homes in southeastern United States and herded them into government-built stockades in what was then called Ross's Landing, now Chattanooga, Tennessee, the point of origin for the horrific Trail of Tears, which began in January 1837. So it turns out her ancestors were actually involved in the roundup of Native Americans. There's no evidence whatsoever that this person she points to as evidence of her Native American ancestry was Native American at all. She was European, Swedish, English, Scottish, German. That's not Native American. She's white. She has blue eyes. She's about as Native American as Rachel Dolezal is African American, which is none whatsoever. But again, this is something we can get offended about. You saw the faces of those reporters in the White House press briefing room yesterday grilling the press secretary Sanders about this subject. They were all het up with righteous indignation over this racial slur launched against an innocent victim, a Native American. Nobody can even confirm it. CNN, Washington Post, they both investigated it. No Native American heritage was found. They didn't go on record to even claim it might be so. Of course, she used it in the Harvard Law School application to try and give her an advantage over everybody else by claiming to be a minority. It's a complete scam, yet they're trying to recycle it again. It's not going to work. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. News, analysis, reports. It's The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, you probably saw in the news a couple of weeks ago the sale of a rare, rediscovered Leonardo da Vinci painting for $450 million. What you probably didn't see is the sale of another painting for about $46 million. And for the benefit of radio viewers, listeners, this video that we're about to play shows this artist painting, if you want to call it that. Looks like a toddler's gone mad with a bottle of ketchup, okay? It's your typical modern art. Meaningless dross that takes absolutely no talent. This video breaks it down, the true agenda behind modern art. This is latest atrocities in modern art. Here's the video. Da Vinci painting just sold for $450 million. But what you may have missed at the same auction was the sale of this monstrosity. How much do you reckon? Did somebody buy it for $20 for a laugh? No. $46 million! $46 million for something that resembles what would probably happen if a two-year-old toddler was left on its own with a bottle of ketchup. Listen to the absolute tripe they spout to describe it.
Red is the color of wine, but also of blood, and these canvases encompass both essential pleasure and violent debauchery associated with the god. This contrast is echoed in the painting's combination of euphoric loops that soar upwards and vermilion floods of paint that ooze and cascade down the canvas. The unfurling gestures of these paintings were made like Henry Matisse's works in old age, with a brush affixed to the end of a pole, which lends them their vitality and scale.
What a load of bollocks. That gibberish is another example of obscurantism, a rhetorical device modern art snobs use to disguise the fact that their art is completely meaningless. It's just a fancy way of confusing people so their initial discernment is temporarily suspended, making them afraid of criticizing such art for fear of appearing uncultured or ignorant. In reality, their first instinct is totally correct. The vast majority of modern art is talentless trash. Sometimes it's literally trash. And the entire industry is a price-fixing scam, where galleries and auction houses, in coordination with elitist collectors, keep values grossly inflated. Collectors also gift crappy inflated modern art as a charitable donation so they can avoid paying tax. Others buy modern art simply as a way to launder money. It took Da Vinci 3 years to paint The Last Supper. The bloke who did this just stuck a brush to a pole, dipped it in paint, went like that a few times, and hey presto, that'll be $46 million, please. He spent just as much time thinking up a name for it, and after I'm sure what was an intense period of internal debate, he eventually settled on Untitled. Oh, but wait, it's part of a series, because it really looks like a lot of forethought went into the other one, given that it looks almost identical. The Guardian called the artist Cy Twombly, quote, the most intelligent and emotionally eloquent artist of our age. Yeah, our age is isn't it? Here's another spectacular work from the most intelligent and emotionally eloquent artist of our age. What endless list of titles did Twombly agonize over before naming this one? Oh, it's called Untitled. Again. I call it testing a biro pen. What makes this all the more ironic is that Twombly was obsessed with Leonardo da Vinci, which is like the schlub who designed this being obsessed with Isambard Kingdom Brunel. The age of Trump derangement syndrome has only intensified the belief that anything can be considered art if it serves to amplify some demented far-left political cliche.
The carpet, if you look very closely, you see, it's made up of thousands and thousands of African babies.
Oh, it's like he's literally walking on African babies.
Yes.
And like, so he's like the West, and the African babies are like Africa.
That's a very good interpretation.
Remember the Black Lives Matter supporting performance artist who twerked her giant fat ass once for every time an African American was killed by a cop? Yeah, that was my favorite. Now a transgender artist has collected 200 gallons of urine to protest Trump. Yeah, stockpiling piss isn't art. It's a mental illness. This artist embarked on a, quote, observation of zeitgeist through the so-called thanatopolitical dimension of contemporary biopolitical practices. What actually happened is that she breastfed her own dogs, which is closer to animal abuse than it is art. But who am I to judge? This genius didn't even bother slapping a few splodges of paint on a canvas and instead just literally wrote the words, please imagine a boring abstract painting. But why even bother writing anything when you can just glue cardboard boxes to the wall? Having already blown $500,000 on a blue ring, Calgary wasn't finished yet.
Artists always say their aim is to move people with their work. Well, a massive new sculpture in Calgary is definitely moving a lot of people there into writing hate mail.
Just off the Trans-Canada Highway stands Calgary's latest public art installation, Beaufort Towers. The project cost $500,000.
The Museum of Modern Art in New York, MoMA, remains as cancerous as ever. This piece of art celebrates, quote, downtown counterculture. Exactly what's artistic or counterculture about some pouting soy boy flouncing around in front of a camera, your guess is as good as mine.
It's like, even like the reductive nature of this, like his color scheme is so fascinating.
Yeah, his color scheme is so fascinating. He's literally used one color. Respondents to the Twitter thread reacted with their own pieces, all of which were actually more intricate than the dross hanging in the gallery.
Share photos on Instagram showing how you interpret the hijab as part of a modern wardrobe.
Yeah, the hijab is so modern that women all over the Middle East who refuse to wear it or simply let it slip are subjected to abuse, beatings, imprisonment, and death. So modern, so progressive. Next up at MoMA, share photos showing how you interpret the chastity belt as part of a modern wardrobe, but given how insufferably boring and pointless their exhibitions are, it was thoughtful of MoMA to provide this jigsaw puzzle for visitors. Oh no, that's a piece of art too. No, an unfinished jigsaw puzzle is not art. It's an unfinished jigsaw puzzle.
If people say it's art, it's art.
I think that's absolute rubbish. So you could say anything is art.
You could say everything is art. But the point is that...
Is my shoe art?
If you say it is, I have to then judge it on those terms.
Well, I think that's a totally ridiculous argument.
Well,
I never heard anything more ludicrous in my life
before. Well, it's sort of
replica sports shirts. They're not art. They're replica sports shirts. Just because you moved them to a different location and devoted a poncy, pretentious monologue to them doesn't suddenly make them art. They're still replica sports shirts. Just like sticking a piece of plastic through a toilet roll holder doesn't change the fact that it's just a piece of plastic stuck through a toilet roll holder. Art that has to be in a gallery to be art isn't art. Some kids left a pineapple in the middle of an exhibition and people mistook it for art, thinking that everything is subjective, that there are no objective standards of beauty, and that anything can be considered art. Isn't a refined opinion. It's dumb. If you think that, you're not sophisticated. You're a clown. Students are now being taught that believing in objective standards of beauty in art is cultural fascism.
Beauty has fallen into disrepute. For some reason, people have marginalized the pursuit of beauty. There's been a huge cultural shift, an almost deliberate attempt to expel beauty from the place in human life that it naturally occupies, which is the center. The message that art has been perpetrating for the last 50 or even 100 years, that in the end, that our aspirations to be something better are all self-deception and delusion. Of course, there is natural beauty, and there's the beauty of the human face and the human form. There's the beauty of animals and the beauty of landscape. Everybody is aware of that. It stands there as an independent witness to the meaning of the universe.
What kind of damage is all this doing to the fabric of Western civilization? 700 years after the start of the Renaissance, and this is where we've arrived. If this is what we call high culture, an endless parade of meaningless debris that promises nothing and delivers nothing, what does this say about our society? What does this say about our contribution to the grand tapestry of mankind's collective achievement? What does this say about how we've let these culture vultures tarnish and defile the legacy of beauty handed down by our ancestors? We mustn't be afraid to loudly proclaim the emperor has no clothes. We mustn't be afraid to call out abstract modern art for precisely what it is. A wretched, ugly manifestation of postmodernism. An insult to our heritage. A desecration of our human potential. There you have it. Latest atrocities in modern art. The video is up on infowars.com right now. And again, we see the same process in NFL. We see it in Hollywood. As long as everything's politicized, it doesn't have to have any talent. That's become the main focus. So, of course, standards split. In art, beauty is rejected, ugliness is venerated, so long as it pushes a demented far-left message. We'll be back on the fourth hour live. Don't go away.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about almost up the center. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the Grammy nominations came out today, and the left is all over Twitter celebrating the fact that very few white performers or artists were nominated for Grammys. In fact, I posted a tweet about an hour ago from a Huffington Post. Actually, it was retweeted by the Huffington Post, so a kind of semi-endorsement from another verified liberal on Twitter called Jenna Amatulli. who celebrated the fact that, quote, no white men were nominated for the album, Top Album Awards at the Grammys, with the words, white men are cancelled. She's actually happy that there are no white men up for receiving a big Grammy Award this year, which, of course, ties in with this article, which is up on drudgereport.com. Grammy Award shocker for CBS's top pop stars Ed Sheeran and Lady Gaga snubbed. No country act in main categories. Now, before the break, I was talking about how everything is being politicized with the NFL and the take a knee controversy. Of course, that's harmed them massively. Viewership is down. ESPN is collapsing. People just aren't turning up for the games because they don't want politics injected into absolutely everything. They're sick of it. In fact, there was a big poll a few weeks ago that showed the vast majority of Americans don't want politics injected into their sports. That's the one time they want to get away from it. They go to a movie theater. They want to get away from it because it's just constant, incessant, everything politicized, everything divisive. They're sick to the back teeth of it. But as I said with the modern art, again, you have this crappy modern art that gets put in galleries simply because the artist claims it has some social message to send, even if it's literally, you know, an unmade bed or a few splodges of paint, or in some cases, absolutely nothing, just a white canvas on a wall. As long as they claim it has some social justice message to communicate, then it gets in there. And now we're seeing it with the Grammys. Taylor Swift, of course, has been attacked by Cosmopolitan magazine and others over the past few weeks because she hasn't contracted Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah, Taylor Swift had the temerity to not inject herself into this partisan political bickering over the past 12, 15 months. So now she's being attacked for not saying anything. Like she may say something that might offend a bunch of people, but no, not even that. She's not said anything about Donald Trump, anything about the presidential election. So now she's being attacked. And lo and behold, this article explains it. Taylor Swift will not perform at the Grammys. She'll not be performing her song, Look What You Made Me Do. Miley Cyrus won't be singing Malibu. There are no country music acts performing at the Grammys. Basically, white people have been expunged from the awards to a large degree, in the nominations at least. And, you know, doesn't even matter. This is supposed to be a meritocracy. It shouldn't even be an issue. But the left is all over Twitter celebrating the fact that basically hardly any white people have been nominated for Grammys. And in this article, they point out the mere act of not having a country music act performing or nominated is going to crush them when it comes to viewership. And we've seen the same process again with the NFL, with Hollywood. Hollywood just had its worst summer season in years and years. Their income is plummeting. And it's partly to do with the fact that all this politicization, all this social justice, all this diversity obsession is being injected into movies at the expense of plot, at the expense of character development. Everything's just a recycling of superhero franchises. People are getting sick of it. Nobody's got any new ideas. Nobody's prepared to take risks because, again, they're being judged on, oh, how many non-white characters are in the lead? How much diversity is in your movie? Not if it's a good movie. Like, who cares? But now it's in the Grammys, and now they're saying that Taylor Swift won't perform. There are no country music acts performing. And, you know, God forbid, Taylor Swift would remain silent on politics because she's the authority, right? We must hear from Taylor Swift about the presidential transition and the Trump administration's legislative agenda. What are we going to do if we don't hear from the noted expert Taylor Swift on any of that? In fact, it's become quite a funny meme over the past couple of weeks, which I've joined in on, which is people accusing Taylor Swift of being involved in a deafening silence over everything from, you know, the fall of the Mugabe regime in Zimbabwe to the threat that the development of artificial intelligence poses to the survival of humanity. How dare Taylor Swift not comment on any of that? Her silence is deafening and she's complicit. Now she's being punished by the looks of it by the Grammys. She won't perform her single. This again is an outgrowth of this incessant obsession with injecting politics into everything. You remember last year at the Grammys, there was a huge pressure for every winner of an award who got up and gave a speech to say something about Donald Trump. because it was in February. It was right after the inauguration. It was right when the whole Muslim ban was going into effect. They were under pressure to say something. The ones who didn't were the ones who got highlighted. That's the level of indoctrination and cult-like witch hunt mob behavior amongst the left, to the point where it's not even if you say something that offends them, it's if you don't say anything at all. If you don't join the cult, amplify the mantra. And that's the trap that Taylor Swift's being caught in. God forbid, as a pop star, she would just want to focus on making records and performing at concerts. No, no, no. You have to get on the bandwagon because we're intolerant, we're hateful, we will hunt you down. That's the progressive left. And now it's taking place again at the Grammys. Fox News reports, and this is hilarious, feminism site Medusa magazine shuts down after founder admits it was pure satire. What appeared to be a far-left feminism magazine has shut down after its creator revealed that the entire project was a joke filled with over-the-top satire packaged as liberal talking points designed to mock legitimate feminists and their supporters. So basically the owner, the founder of this website, came out and said, look, feminist social justice warriors, the far left, are so deranged, they're so over the top, that our efforts to mock them by producing satirical articles, which are way over the top, isn't working anymore. It's not funny because we can't compete with them. They're so demented, they're so deranged, we can't even think up anything that would be more ludicrous than what they're actually doing. So now he's shutting down the website, and it's interesting because a lot of news outlets actually fell for these articles thinking they were real. Gateway pundit, Russian news sources and others, including InfoWars. So mea culpa there. This was so close to the bone. This was so accurate to what feminists were actually doing that we fell for it. We thought it was real. Now they're shutting down the website because of Poe's Law, which basically means that the satirical content is not far enough removed from the actual insanity that's taking place. People can no longer tell the difference. So now they're having to shut down the entire website. Absolutely hilarious. BBC News reports teenager 17 guilty of plotting Cardiff terror attack. A teenager from South Wales has been found guilty of plotting a terror attack in Cardiff. A 17-year-old planned to bomb a Justin Bieber concert in the name of Allah. Now, this 17-year-old kid was white and he was British. So tell me again about how criticizing Islam is racist. No, fact check, Islam is not a race. You get white jihadists who plan terror attacks just the same as you get Persian jihadists, just the same as you get Arab jihadists planning terror attacks. Islam's not a race, and that's yet another example of it. Meanwhile, also in the UK, we have a massive problem here with Islamic schools. They're now going in and finding material. Let me pull up the article here. This is out of RT, where the actual material is teaching children in schools. The headline is Beating Wives If They Refuse Sex Is Okay, according to books in Britain's Islamic schools. This is out of RT. The books sanction domestic violence and say women should never refuse their husband's sex are among a series of sexist materials that inspectors have found in Britain's Islamic schools. So they contain quotes such as, quote, the wife is not allowed to refuse sex to her husband or leave the house where she lives without his permission. This is being taught to boys and girls in British schools, and in fact they go through it and they're replicating, they're regurgitating in exams, in essays, what they read in these books. So this is yet another example of how an actual misogynistic, sexist, anti-woman belief system is being allowed to penetrate at the very root of society. What have feminists got to say about it? Absolutely nothing. And it's happening in British schools right now. Kids being taught to treat women as second-class citizens, but because it's in Muslim schools, oh, we can't do anything about it because we have to be politically correct. Because we really care about women's rights, but let's just ignore that, okay? Time magazine says Trump not his person of the year. Perhaps Linda Sarsour, of course, the woman who said to Ayaan Hirsi Ali, the Muslim reformist, ex-Muslim reformist, she could take her vagina away because she's progressive like that. Now it appears that Time magazine may make Linda Sarsour the person of the year. This is who they want to represent, hijab and all, the new America. Absolutely incredible. Be sure to take advantage of those specials at bumblestore.com. To wrap it up for the fourth hour, War Room is coming up next. Don't go away.
The term fake news has become so synonymous with CNN, the news network wants to ban it. CNN is now pushing an effort to ban the term fake news. An opinion piece argues that the term has become meaningless and lost its power because politicians have hijacked it as a way to undermine the media establishment. The authors decry the fact that a majority of people now believe the mainstream media peddles fabricated stories. Of course, the real reason media elites want to clamp down on the term fake news is because its original intention, to smear and discredit any dissenting opinions, has completely backfired. This was illustrated yet again by President Trump's latest triggering tweet when he suggested that a fake news trophy should be awarded to the network that has been responsible for the most inaccurate reporting. The fake news narrative has actually acted as a boomerang, showing the mainstream media to be the most consistently dishonest entity of all. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.